This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Hello, FUBAR Radio, and welcome to the first rock show.
This is the rock show. They've not been plugging it as the rock show.
No.
This morning, this show was plugged as Jared Christmas. It's not. This is not Jared Christmas. This is two men from England. And that sounded more racist than I anticipated. But it is two men from England.
Two Caucasian men. From England.
Ed Gamble, that's me. Hello.
I'm Joel Dommett. Hello.
Right. Two Caucasian men. Two white men from England. This is not how I anticipated starting the show. But this is not Jared Christmas. This is the FUBAR Rock Show. It's not even about us, Joel.
It's not. It's about the music.
I'm annoyed we've said our names.
Let's make it completely anonymous. Like Slipknot. There we go. There's the first rock reference.
Not anonymous. Not anonymous Slipknot. They all have names.
They do.
And we'll list them now. Corey Taylor.
Joey Jordison.
He's left, unfortunately.
Oh, damn it.
So this, if you tuned in for genuine rock knowledge... You've done the right thing by listening to FUBAR today, because I know the name of the lead singer of Slipknot, and Joel knows the name of the ex-drummer of Slipknot.
That's the kind of knowledge that you will come to expect from the FUBAR Radio Rock Show.
Exactly.
Basically, what we're going to be doing for the next 3 hours, we're going to be playing some of our favourite songs. We have a very different angle at rock.
I think what we're going to learn is that in the rock and metal worlds, genre is broad. Okay, the whole genre is very broad. Joel, well, you like sort of third wave nu metal.
Yeah. I mean, stuff that, you know, when sort of like when 14-year-old girls started getting into it, that was when I got into it.
I was into it probably 99-2000, the heyday. But then it was sort of a gateway drug for me into sort of harsher, more extreme, more credible.
Yeah. I mean, metal. I was never in any way. And still to this day, I am not a credible man.
Well, I don't think you need to tell people that when we see what you've picked to play today.
I mean, there's something. I'm just going to go. Okay, for any rock fans, you're going to enjoy this, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're going to enjoy this. If you're not a rock fan, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll get you into it, mate.
We're here to convert people.
Exactly.
As well. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's going to be no troubles. We aim to do an accessible show here. There's going to be great features.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. We're going to be larking about.
We've got some great stuff feature wise. Oh, what a treat we have for your ears.
I'm particularly looking forward to your feature that you've come up with, Joel, called What Metal?
Yes. Well, basically, I mean, it's all in the title here. So basically what happens...
You started with the title and worked backwards, yeah.
That's exactly what we do, like we do at every August. So that's a reference to the Fringe show that's coming up. Very exciting. So basically what we're doing, What Metal, is we will play a metal song and Ed Gamble will be... blindfolded, and he will have to guess what subgenre the metal is.
Yeah.
At the same time, I will be banging a metal together with another metal.
And this is why you snuck off to the plumber's shop.
There's a plumber shop called Plum Base opposite. I had to give him a plug.
Yeah.
Because they gave me metal for free.
Did you just try to do a plumbing pun based around giving them a plug?
I don't know. That was completely unintentional.
Well, this is the quality that you're going to get today. Unintentional puns, all right? Joel's lost it already.
What'll happen is I'll say jokes, but that's the thing. I'm so genius.
Yeah.
It just flows out. Like, again, there was another one. Perfect example.
You can't help it, but it only works with plumbing puns. This is the thing. And Joel, I know you've got plenty of stuff from your childhood, from your teenagehood.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I was, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I was in a band. Were you in a band?
I was in a band.
Yeah.
But we didn't even have a rehearsal.
Did you have a name?
We had a name, mate. I love picking names for things.
Oh, yes.
We were called Tethered Priest.
Tethered Priest!
Yeah.
What a great name.
We were sort of old school, sort of in the vein of Judas Priest, really. But we couldn't even call it Tethered Vicar to get away from the Judas Priest thing. It was Tethered Priest. We had one song. I wrote the lyrics. It's called Love in an Abattoir.
I mean, you know, that is a rare thing.
I might be singing that for you the next.
I would love you to. I mean, I can show you some of the songs that I had as I was in a band. I was in. We were called Cyrus.
Cyrus.
Yeah. But the best thing about it was Cyrus with a silent P. Cyrus.
Psoriasis.
Basically psoriasis. We were unaware that psoriasis was a thing. Yeah. And it was very exciting. We played one gig. We were one up on you.
Where did you play your gig?
We're very angry teenagers there, Ed. And to contradict that fact, the one gig was in Thornbury Cricket Pavilion. It was organised by my mother and my
your
dad
mum
did security.
Your mum organised it?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah, she organised it because she's on the board of directors of the cricket club.
Yeah.
And so she organised it. And
of course she is. I don't know why I just let that go.
You know what else are you going to do in Rockhampton? Yeah. This is where I live. So then, basically, my dad did security on the door. There was 14 people arrived. 14 people.
Wow.
It was great. That annoyed me because there's not enough people to crowd surf.
No, it's definitely not.
It's not enough. Because when you try to crowd surf and there's 14 people, it just kind of feels like a funeral. That's not great.
Yeah, I suppose you could organise a system where just one person gets on someone else's back.
Yes.
But that's a piggyback race.
It is, and then it becomes sort of sports day.
It's chaos. It's absolute chaos.
It was great. And basically, I was earning money. All the money we raised on the door went towards my football tour to Lloret de Mar. because 14 people there, you know, basically it ended up saving everyone 30 pence.
Right. So you did get some money off. You got some money towards the football tour.
Towards the football tour.
That's literally not metal, man. That's not rock and roll.
I know.
You go, yeah, scream for me, come on. I'm going to Lloret de Mar. Yeah. That's fucking rubbish.
Lloret de Mar.
A lot of people would just spend it on lager at that age or drugs or something.
Nope.
You're spending it on health and fitness across Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What sort of music was it?
I'd say new metal.
New metal.
I'd say new metal.
I love that in a cricket club. We should be kicking into another track soon, just got to do this memory while it's there. I saw a new metal band at my school who were students at the school a few years above me. They were called Callus.
Brilliant.
But they were spelt K-A-L-U-S.
Amazing.
And I saw them do a gig in our tuck shop.
If anyone has any nostalgic stories of their bands that they're in, any name, we want funny band names.
Funny band names. Make one up if you like.
Send it in.
Because anything goes. I've actually got a book here called All Known Metal Bands, which is just a list of every single metal band name. And I challenge you to find something more ridiculous than some of the stuff that's in this book.
We're going to be playing some games based on band names later on. Basically, what we'll do is I've selected three. Basically, there's three names that I've written down, two of which are in the book, one of which isn't.
Yeah, I've done the same. We're going to be testing each other.
Going to see whether we can spy out the fake.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the feature?
Yeah,
spy out the fake?
I don't see why it wouldn't be the name of the feature because it's catchy. Oh man, spy out the fake. That's coming up later, we've got our great feature, spy out the fake.
That is a great name for a band.
I've got a feature called Scream for Me Foobar as well. I want people
great.
I want people calling in as well. We're going to give out the number in a second, and I want to hear your best metal scream.
Yes.
You can do the sort of guttural death growl, or you can go for the more a falsetto sort of in the vein of Tethered Priest.
Yeah. Or Iron Maiden, which
or Tethered Priest, both good bands. A little bit like that.
Oh, that was a sort of freeze. I loved the sort of thought process of getting to that. You were like, okay, we want to maybe involve some sort of religious reference. What do religious people not like? They don't really like being sort of held back.
I like that it's not that harsh either. It's like, it's not dead priest. It's not a bludgeoned priest. We've tied him while we go into the shops. We've tied him to this lamppost while I nip in to get an iron brew. That's all
Unless
it is.
Unless they go into the tuck shop and do a gig.
Yeah, exactly. Just going in to see Callus do a Soulfly cover in the tuck shop. Do you mind tying your priest up outside?
It's not like handcuffed priest.
No, exactly. No, it's fine.
Just like
if anything, the priest doesn't mind. It's fine.
Tethered Priest.
So get in contact with your metal band names at Foobar Radio on Twitter or call in with your screams. What's the number, please, Joel?
The number is 0330 223 0200. That is for a second time, Ed. 0330-223-0200. I can't figure out a way of making that catchy.
No. Well, we'll try. We'll try in the next song, which I believe we've got some fucking Iron Maiden coming up.
Because so
we
excited.
Need to kick off with something credible, something classic, all right? Because I know for a start, you have got some Bush coming up later. So we need to lay down. We need to lay down a bed of credibility before you put on Bush.
Here we go. This is Bed of Credibility.
FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. Iron Maiden back in the village.
That feels great.
What feels great? You're so giddy.
I'm so excited about
You're
this.
You're so excited.
This is so great. The best thing about that song, I lived in a village. So, I mean, it just suits me down to the ground.
Is that what you're going to play next time you get back to the village?
Oh,
that would have been perfect to play at the cricket club.
The cricket club.
Back in the village, everyone would have been so fucking excited.
I mean, it was a great village. It was a great village. we don't have a shop. Don't have a pub.
You don't have a shop. Well, that's not a village,
but
man.
But it has two cricket pitches, Ed.
Right,
two.
Okay.
That's two cricket pitches.
That's a village, then.
And one phone box.
Does anyone have phones, or do they all queue for the phone box?
I probably did back in the day. And my friend, Will Tyler, used to go to the phone box and make prank phone calls.
Give me an I was going to tell you, barely an anecdote about me seeing Iron Maiden live.
I want to hear this.
Because you're not an Iron Maiden fan, are you?
I think it just felt wrong to me.
It felt wrong?
Even though I knew it was great.
That is sacrilege.
It just felt like I just wasn't into it.
Right.
I wish I was, because I know that obviously it's very legendary.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't, I just
None
didn't
of the
get
bands
it.
You like would exist without
that's
Iron Maiden.
That's true. I really appreciate his
psoriasis,
amazing...
Psoriasis never would have been a band without Bruce Dickinson and the rest of the lads.
I mean, like... His voice. What an incredible voice.
And he's such a tiny little man as well.
Yes.
And the energy he still has. I saw them it's a long time ago now. I like to think it's recently, but the year 2000 at Earls Court.
That's recent,
it was an
mate.
Event called Metal 2000. It was them.
It's a good way of remembering what year it was.
Exactly, yeah. Slayer and Entombed.
Wow.
At Earls Court. Pop my top off. I was only 14. Pop my top off. Crowd surf to the front. High five Bruce Dickinson.
Yes.
Fucking dream, mate.
To show the difference between our musical tastes. Whilst you were doing that in year 2000,
yeah.
I saw Blink 182 live.
Of course you did.
I got a nosebleed. Crowd surf to the front. And Tom DeLonge saw me and pointed at me, and it blew my dick off. It was the best thing that's ever happened.
So the lead singer, was he the lead singer? Or they were basically the same
bloke,
right?
They're both the same, yeah. They're both sort of equal billing.
So it was Tom DeLonge. I think it's Tom DeLong, but
it's something like that, yeah.
Bless you for poshing it up by making it French. And was it Mark Hoppus?
Yes.
Was that another one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. And Travis Barker, of course.
Yeah, the legend, yeah.
See, that's the thing about me. I'm into my Iron Maiden, but I can name every member of Blink 182.
What I loved about Iron Maiden, this was the thing that I loved about them, is just they just love to run when they're on stage.
Well, it's because they're a huge band, right?
Yeah.
They're still massive. They're still at the top of their game. So they get booked for venues that have massive stages.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Just stand there? They're all about 82 now.
Yeah.
But just run around, man.
That's what I'd like to see sort of with comedians. Like, the bigger you get, like, you just do the same act, but you just run.
Yeah.
Like Jack D, just doing deadpan, just running from one side of the other to the O2 stage.
Well, that's the point. Do you think McIntyre was... I never saw him in the early days when he did sort of small gigs.
But if he was still
caning
on a pallet,
it? Was he caning it up and down at the King's
I
Head?
No, I don't know. I definitely... When I'm on a bigger stage,
yeah.
I mean, this is going to sound like a very dickish thing. When I'm on a bigger stage, I definitely fill it, Ed.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. But with physicality, running about.
Rather than laughter.
Not saying anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go, for the next 10 minutes, I will not be doing any jokes. I shall be caning it up and down.
Hey, guys. Come on, I miss Hollyoaks for this. Let's do this. It's my opening joke.
Like the comedy version of Mark Hoppus.
Exactly. What's your Iron Maiden story, Ed?
Well, that's pretty much the story. I mean, after the gig, this was genuinely one of the most exciting moments of my life. Me and my friends all bought the same rip-off T-shirt from outside the gig. They sell the official stuff, but then you can go outside the gig and off a dodgy gentleman buy a T-shirt for £5, which is printed over the Fruit of the Loom logo, but the Fruit of the Loom logo is still showing through. We all bought the same one. We were walking back to the tube, and it was about half an hour after the gig, and a BMW screeched up. Nico McBrain, who is the drummer for Iron Maiden,
what a name,
leant out of the window and went snap and drove off again. It was fucking amazing.
Oh my God.
It was absolutely incredible.
That's
absolutely
a shame he was
incredible.
In a car and wasn't running.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But it's still holding his drumsticks.
Just running. Hey, snap. And then just runs away.
Katie got off to another gig. We've had some tweets in about band names. Kayla's tweeted in and said she saw a band called Death Valley Piledriver. That is a fucking brilliant name. And their opening song was just them shouting Death Valley Piledriver over again.
I mean, you know, you've got to get it. That was basically before trending got involved on Twitter. That was a way of doing it. Just go, guys, let's just say it over and over, yeah?
That's how I actually start my Edinburgh show. Just, and gamble, and gamble, and gamble, and gamble. Just over and over again.
I had a friend's band in school. This is probably the best band name I've ever heard.
Go on, then.
Womb Bomb, Ed.
Womb Bomb?
Womb Bomb.
But how does that work written down?
Womb Space Bomb.
Womb Space Bomb.
Yeah.
But they're both OMB words.
Yeah.
Womb Bomb, if I was reading that out, I'd be tempted to go Womb Bomb or Womb Boom. Because they're next to each other.
Both great band names. If they did get big, that would have been the tribute bands.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, Womb yeah. Boom or Boom Womb.
A Boo Boo Womb Womb.
Womb Bomb is an absolutely terrible name. We've had a text from Amelia who said, "Hi guys, have you heard of Gore Goat? They're a great metal band."
Wow.
I've not heard of Gore Goat. No, I'll be honest, the name might put
Gore
me off.
Gore Goat.
But
great
we can try
name.
And we're back doing this next week.
Yeah.
We can try and find some Gore Goat.
I'm going to write that down. Write some Gore Goat down.
Yeah, find Gore Goat. That's what we need.
Find Gore Goat. Again, another great name for a feature.
Alice has emailed in saying, "Hi, boys." That's me and you, I think.
Yes.
Nice that we're still boys. "I recently discovered some black metal in Sweden. I don't have a musical bone in my body, but I definitely think that this is a genre that will allow me to create my band." I'm not sure what she means by that, whether she thinks she can do it easily.
I think she's starting from the name and working her way up.
Okay, cool. I'm thinking of calling my band The Flames of Satan. What do you think?
That's great. Is it in the book, Ed?
Well, that's a very good point. We can find out right now
if
The Flames of Satan is indeed taken or not. I'm going to have to leaf through that.
Yeah,
Joel, why don't you tell us a brilliant anecdote while
I'll tell you a story about... I'll tell you a story about Womb Bomb, in fact. It was my friend's band
Womb Bomb, and
all I know is that the lead singer was very angry once because the drummer, who I knew, he was very angry because the lead singer got way too into it and licked his back.
On stage,
whilst he was on stage, he had his snow shirt on and he was playing the drums, and the lead singer was properly, you know, as you would be if you're in a band called Womb Bomb. Yeah. He was into it and he was just like, yeah, started going crazy, and then licked the drummer's back, and the guy was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
And was that the last gig they played together?
That was the last gig they played together
because of the back licking.
Yeah,
that's absolutely incredible.
They were like, "That's it, no more. You've
no,
licked my back.
You have gone too far." Imagine that Slipknot used to do things like huff from a jar of dead crows and be sick all over the audience. You can't take a bat licking. Womb Bomb were never born to be a band.
Absolutely. That's the first stage of rock stardom.
Alice, good news. No Flames of Satan from
no
what
Flames
I can find
of Satan.
In this book.
What's closest to it?
Flames of Hell.
That's good.
Very close. There's some amazing Flames of bands. We've got Flames of Hell. We've got Flames of Ignorance.
Well, I mean, that's a thing.
Flames of Misery and Flames of Revenge. But no Flames of Satan. So, Alice, that'd be good.
Flames of Ignorance? Is that even a...
Well, I suppose if you...
If you're on fire, just be like, "I'm going to ignore this."
Yeah. Or if you go out and you leave the radiator on and your house sets on fire, those are flames of ignorance.
Have you ever done this, Ed? Right, this is a small tangent.
Go on, lick someone's back.
Yeah. We could do that in the studio. Have you ever urinated on a radiator?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Urinated on a radiator?
Yeah, because honestly, it's one of the funnest things I've ever done.
What radiator? Was this at the cricket club when psoriasis were playing?
Yeah, I was like, ah!
Yeah. The guy from Womb Bomb was like, "No,
no,
this is
too
not
much.
Acceptable."
This is quite a few years ago now. I just remembered it the other day. I was around my friend's house and it was a party, and then someone weed on the radiator, and it just made everything smell of urine.
The other day this happened?
I'd say 5 years ago.
Hang on, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Right, so I suppose 23 is probably just the upper limit to be at a party yes. where someone wheezes on a radiator.
Yeah. After that, not allowed.
It's all that sounds awful. It makes it all just everywhere stink of piss.
I can't do it now. I've just bought a throw for my bed. Like, that's, I'm a very different man.
I've got a throw for my bed.
Oh, isn't it the greatest feeling?
But if you want to make it even sadder, my mum bought me a throw for my bed. That's pathetic, isn't it?
I didn't even know throw existed.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought, if someone says, like, oh, have you bought a throw? I'd be like, how do you buy a thing yeah, that you do?
Where
do
you get... Well, you've been at a party where someone weed on a radiator.
Amazing.
I was at a party where someone weed on a guinea pig.
What?
That's true.
Was
fact.
It, how? Was it running past?
No, it was in this girl's house, and she had a hutch with a few guinea pigs in. And my friend, I'm going to name him Dan Gearing. My friend Dan Gearing, as a bet, went in to the hutch. It was like quite a big thing with a few guinea pigs. Picked up a guinea pig, took his penis from his trousers and urinated directly.
Oh my God.
Directly onto the guinea pig's back. So...
I mean, there's a lot of cruelty things involved in that.
And there's a band name in that as well, Pissy Guinea Pig.
Pissy Pigs.
PDT's tweeted in and said, I saw a band called Upsea Downsea at university. I was disappointed when none of their songs were about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Upsea Downsea's quite... I think that's quite a good...
Upsea Downsea is nice. It's quite up... You know, it's nice. I'd love to see them, you know, do some sort of gig whilst on some sort of seesaw.
You'd like to see a band do a gig on a seesaw?
Yeah, and we're called Upsea Downsea and they're on a massive seesaw bass. I think that suits it.
Zara's texted in saying, what kind of rock would Gamble and Domit make? Or Domit and Gamble, if you'd prefer. Thanks, Zara. Like I say, it doesn't matter what order our names in, this is all about the music.
Mm.
Now, this is a difficult one, isn't it? Because I've just played to Iron Maiden. I think I like quite a broad sort of genre. Like, I pick and choose from the metal tree. My metal grapes come from far-reaching branches.
Yes.
Whereas you're into different. Into different stuff.
I mean, I just pick from the sort of bit that's shaded and doesn't really get much light.
It got plenty of light, say between 2000 and 2002.
Yeah. I mean, this is a perfect example of the next track is going to be Papa Roach Last Resort, guys.
Oh,
so
my
just
goodness!
Pop your dancing shoes on because this is going to be a treat.
Here we go.
You can. Should we do it now, Ed Gamble?
Let's get it out of the way.
Come on, guys. Right. If you're in, just have a sing along. Have a sing along. Everyone knows the words.
Cut my life into pieces. Here we go.
Everyone loves singing about suicide in their front room.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
FUBAR. Radio worth paying for.
Yes, it is indeed.
Papa Roach, Last Resort.
That's worth paying for.
I remember that track coming out, and you know, I genuinely remember it as a specific tipping point in me not liking nu metal anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I was whilst you were going out of the gate, I was going right in.
See, I've maintained some of the bands I still like Slipknot.
Yeah.
Still like System of a Down.
Yeah.
Still like Deftones because I think they transcended the nu
That's
metal
true.
Genre.
They were the first guys, really.
But it was sort of the Papa Roach and then the Linkin Park era where I was like, this ain't for me anymore, guys.
I remember my friend Alex Gregory playing me the entire Linkin Park album, Hybrid Theory, over the phone, over the landline. And he was like, this is the best album I've ever heard.
Was he in the phone box in the village?
yeah.
Playing it through his Discman.
Well, this is a perfect link. Right, Alex Gregory was the guitarist in Psoriasis.
In Psoriasis. We're just calling it Psoriasis.
We're just calling it Psoriasis now. And so basically, we played Korn Blind open with that.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
We then did one of our own songs. It's called Albino Black Sheep.
Right, well, why aren't we playing that right now?
Well, I have actually got a copy of Albino. Shall I play Albino Black Sheep right now?
Don't play it through your phone. We'll see if we can work it out. I'm willing to sacrifice one of my brilliantly curated tracks if we can play a copy of Albino Black Sheep by Psoriasis.
I have got it on my phone. Okay. It's just... Okay, let's do that.
We'll do it. We'll do it later on. It's stay tuned. This is called Throwing Forward in Radio to keep people listening. Stay tuned. Later on, we'll be playing Albino Black Sheep by Psoriasis.
Oh, God. I can't wait till the drummer that I haven't spoken to since 2003 calls up and goes, oh, I'll be wanting rights for that. So the Papa Roach thing, Alex Gregory, we were going to play Papa Roach Last Resort last. We were going to do that as last, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's a closer,
isn't
it?
It's a closing tune. And so I said to the 14 people in the cricket club, I was like, guys, this is our last song. This is Papa Roach Last Resort. At which point, Alex Gregory, the guitarist, just went, no, my fingers hurt. that was the end of the gig.
Fucking rock and roll, man.
My fingers hurt. We were like, okay.
No, sorry. No, not doing that. And we had a Romanian friend at school called Radu Pugiug.
He was
very much on board with this. We changed a lot of the lyrics to Papa Roach's Last Resort to be a song about Radu. I mean, this sounds bad, but I can't overstate how on board he was with this. I don't know. The first lyric doesn't work, but the first lyric was, cut my wife into pieces.
Oh, wow.
This is my first passport. Right, and he came up with that bit. Right? Immigration, no money. Must get a job in potato farming. Radu, 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 radu.
we must state that he came up with this.
He was so into it. I've not seen him for years. He left school soon after that with depression. But no, that's not true. We're getting lots of emails and tweets in. People agreeing that Pissy Guinea Pig would be a genuinely good name for a band. That's from Beth. She's texted in saying, I think it'd be a great name for a metal band. I see it more as a sort of punk band. We started a topic that I didn't anticipate doing. Jess has emailed in saying, hi Ed and Joel, I got very drunk on vodka specifically at a party and vomited on a cat. He was called Colin and he didn't seem to mind. Cat Vomit could work as a band name. Is it in the book?
Yeah.
Well, we will find that out for you if it is in the book.
Really feline based vomit.
Now we can definitely play our game with this book now, because we've been through and we've found some of the most ridiculous band names. Because I mean this book's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's a genuinely thick book, and all it is lists of band names.
It's one of the best, and it's a proper. You can't see it, but it's just because it's radio. But it's a proper bound. Looks like a Merlin book. Looks like the kind of thing you take out of a bookcase and then blow dust off it.
But I didn't. I didn't have to do that.
Because
it's top of the pile. It's a coffee table book.
It's well leafed.
There's no Cat Vomit. Cat Vomit would be a possible band. We've got a Cat of Nine Tails, and that's basically it in terms of cats.
Right. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to give you Ed Gamble.
Right.
Three band names, two of which are in the book of Destiny, one of which I have made up.
Okay.
Will he guess the one or will he not?
That's your jingle?
Just my jingle.
It's really awful.
Thanks, man. So, again, keep your band names coming in at Fubar Radio on Twitter, or you can just call us. We can have like a nice little chat about your rock band that you're in on 0330-223-0200. It's 0330-223-0200. And
that sounds catchy, man.
That sounded catchy. I'm getting better at it.
You're getting better.
I'm getting better at it. I felt like I sort of put a bit of sort of jingleness in it.
Jingleness.
You know?
Yeah, you've ruined it with the word jingleness, Joel.
0330-223-0200. Did that make it better?
Let's play the game.
Okay. So we've got three band names, right?
Okay.
Band name number one. Sideburn.
I don't know. That could be like, I see that as maybe like a sort of psychedelic, like sort of drugs, like 1970s throwback retro band. There's a band around at the moment called Uncle Acid in the Dead Beats who are awesome. I saw them support Black Sabbath at O2.
Yeah.
They're really good, but they've got this sort of proper retro acid-y sort of magic mushroom thing going
on. Like Frank
I see
Zappa.
Sideburn. Yeah, they said that sort of thing. I see Sideburn as being a sort of throwback band.
Yeah. Hey guys, what's going on? We're Sideburn.
And I have a fucking fuzzed out sort of setup. Yeah. All right, Sideburn's possible.
Sideburn, band number one. Second band name.
Mm.
Awful.
I want that to be a band so much.
Awful.
Awful. That I can see that being a really terrible punk band. Like deliberately sloppy punk band. Yeah.
Hey man, what's going on? We're awful.
We're awful. Good night.
Someone
My fingers hurt.
They thought that was the best band name ever. Because like, hey guys, we're awful. And everyone's like, ah.
Exactly, yeah.
Third band name. Sean. S-E-A-N.
I don't know what Sean would be. But that sounds like a real mistake. Sean sounds like that is Sean.
Sean.
I think that is the worst one in terms of band. Sean.
Sean.
And is that the lead singer or are none of them called Sean?
No, maybe it's like a Jimi Hendrix and the what were the other guys called?
The Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Them, yeah.
You think like and they didn't want to call it the Sean Experience. Sean S E A.
He's just not even naming them.
Maybe it's Sean Bean's band.
Maybe.
We are Sean.
Hey, what's up? We're Sean. It does sound northern, doesn't it?
Winter is coming. I think the fake one.
Okay.
Unfortunately, even though I think it's
which
the best
one is
name,
fake? Which one is fake?
Sideburn.
Right. Okay. Let's put a bit of tension in. We haven't got a tension bed. But I'll just go with the fake band name out of Sean, Sideburn, and Awful. That's the greatest billing of any gig of all time. Yeah. The fake one, I will let you know now, is Sean.
Sean!
Sean is the
Of course
the fake
it
one.
Is, but I thought it was so bad.
So bad it's good.
So bad it's good.
Yeah.
I thought it was Sean, and I do have the book. I could have just cheated.
You could have done it. It was right there in front of you.
We should plug the book, really, because we'll be using it a lot. It's called All Known Metal Bands. It's by Dan Nelson. I mean, it says it's by Dan Nelson, but what's he done apart from clearly years of research? just to give you an example, it's a list of names, but... If you want to, for instance, know how many bands begin with the word anal...
Great one.
I could probably sort that out for you right now. How many do you think it is, Joel?
I'm going to go with eight.
You're going to go with eight?
Eight.
It's way more than eight,
man. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just going to read them all out quickly now. Right, okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
All the bands beginning with anal.
And trust me, you would not... Think of three words that you would put after anal as a band name.
Tonight? Question mark.
Not one, but will be in the future. Anal tonight. All I thought of that then was chicken tonight. I was just
anal tonight.
All right, I'll read them out.
Okay.
Anal afterbirth. Anal asthma. Anal beard. Anal blasphemy. Anal blast. Anal bleeding. Anal buffet. Anal collision. Anal death. Anal dissected angel. Anal dissection. Anal fissure. Anal fetus. Anal harikiri. Anal nosorog. Anal penetration. Anal prolapse. Anal pus. Anal putrefaction. Anal putrefaction. Two of them. Two anal putrefactions. Anal spewicide. What the fuck? Spewicide. Spewicide. Anal stench. Anal thrust. Anal torture. Anal turbo monster. Anal vaginator. And anal vomit. So
that is incredible. Every one of those is incredible.
So hopefully we're leaving a lovely taste in everyone's mouth.
From the anal stench that we just gave.
We're getting more favourite band names in. Findock McLucius. Not sure that's your real name. Has tweeted.
Might just want to change it to anal, mate.
With Fudge Tunnel.
Fudge Tunnel's
a genuine
great name.
Band. I believe Alex from Fudge Tunnel had a side project with Max Cavalera from Soulfly called Nail Bomb. And their album's worth checking out.
That is some severe knowledge.
Kayla has also tweeted in saying that she was at Download last year, so kudos to you. And she saw a band called Hang the Bastard. Now, Hang the Bastard are really good.
Oh, really?
I have some of their music.
Mm-hmm.
They were suitably angry, she says. I suppose as Hang the Bastard, you can't really go and go, hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some alt country.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to suit. If you've got a name like Anal Asthma.
Anal Asthma
was a great one. I mean, what even is that? Imagine if you had anal asthma.
I don't know what you just wheezy. Just wheezy just from the butt. Wheezy butthole.
Wheezy butthole. Again, a great name for a band.
Again, we're nailing it today, man.
Oh.
Jerry's texted in saying, how about a band called Lick My Back Sweat?
It's great. Yeah.
that's quite sort of quite dirty sort of sexual band.
Yeah,
like, I'd watch them. Probably wouldn't lick the sweat though. Well, nice to know where you stand on that, Jerry, to be honest.
Absolutely.
What we got coming up next, Joel? Because it's about the music. We're talking shit, but. Actually, is this one of my tracks?
This is one of your tracks. Let's just jump in with it, mate. Here we go. This is a lengthy.
Yeah, man.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Nice. ASG.
Yes, and then it's done. Oh,
ASG.
That was great.
Gallop song.
Great,
it's perfect
tune,
for
mate.
That. It sounds like a horse, doesn't it?
It does.
You were doing a bit of that. You were doing a bit of that during it.
I just loved it. That's the song I want to play when I've got that sort of the little broom between my legs and with the little horsey on the top of
when
it.
When does that happen as an adult, Joel?
More often than you would.
Do you have a little broom with a horse's head on it?
Sometimes when I've got a broom.
All right. That's the thing that an adult should have.
Yeah, but I have sharpied some eyes on the side of it. So it is now a horse.
Galloping along, listening to a bit of metal. Lovely.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Welcome to the Fubar Rock Show with Joel Dommett and Ed Gamble.
This is where we should kick in with a jingle, really. We don't really have one.
We haven't got one yet. Because we've not cemented our place on Fubar Radio.
Exactly.
Yet.
This is sort of a little test to see if we can bring the rock to Fubar Radio.
I think we already have.
I think, mate, we're smashing it.
Absolutely smashing it.
We're getting a lot of people writing in with metal band names. Jack texted in saying, "All right, lads." The way we're lads, we're boys. No one's saying hello, men. Hello, real men. Yeah. My brother tried to start a band in school called The Barely Living Corpses. They tried to be metal, but they failed. Cheers, Jack. Barely Living Corpses.
It doesn't make sense. That's what I like about it.
But you can tell they weren't concentrating at school, especially in English lessons.
I like bands that don't make sense. The other day, I asked an audience of a comedy gig if anyone was in a band.
Yeah.
And it was in Derby. Probably my favourite one I've ever heard. Anal Matrix.
Anal Matrix? Yeah. They're not in the book,
They're
man.
Not in the book.
We've had.
I should have done that as a link in the last one.
Yeah.
Damn it!
But what do they mean by that?
I don't know.
It's like the film The Matrix, like Keanu Reeves wakes up and he's in a big anus. He is an anus. Imagine if I gave you a little pill now and you realised that you were your own anus.
Imagine if that was the one. That's a completely different film.
Yeah.
Imagine this guy, like, just kind of Lawrence Fishburne just comes in and he's just like, "Hey, I'm sorry to let you know, but this world isn't real. Everyone lives in an anus.
You all live in my anus.
You live in my anus."
Or the two pills that he presents, they're suppositories in this film. You pop the red pill up your anus, then you will realise that you do live in my anus. I mean, this is this is more of an anus-based show than I expected, to be honest. Let's do Scream for Me Fubar. Let's set that up
let's do it.
We're quite excited about this. The scream is so integral to metal
and
rock. There's all different types. There's a death growl, that sort of thing. I can't do that. That's
very sort of dog-like.
Or there's more of a sort of falsetto. The band I was in, Tethered Priest, if we ever had a rehearsal, it would have been sort of quite a sort of classic metal sound, sort of late 70s, early 80s. A lot of falsetto, I think.
Really? What were you in the band, Ed?
Singer.
Okay.
This was the problem when we sort of talked about having a rehearsal. It turned out there were three singers and one bassist.
Okay.
No one else played guitar or...
That's essentially just a choir, really, isn't it? It's a choir.
It's a choir with a good bass line.
Like, we really want to be in a metal band. We've got three singers and a bassist and we all want to do falsetto. So it's basically...
We are one away from a barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
But I wrote a song. I mean, I wrote lyrics.
Cool.
It's called Love in an Abattoir.
Like it.
Which is, you know, sort of, you know, sexy, but also death.
Yeah, yeah. And also very sort of unhygienic.
Well, no, because everyone would have had hairnets on. in that, I do like a...
Oh, that sounds
like
great.
Like a little bit like that.
That's good, man.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? See, but there were three of us that could do that, man.
Yeah, but where do the other people... Once you've done that, where do you go from there?
Exactly. You can't start a gig with... Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Tethered Priest. I'd imagine that would be announced by a priest wearing just a tie around his neck and someone tied to the microphone stand.
Yeah.
And then we all come out and we all gather around the microphone at the front. All the guitars just left abandoned at the side, an empty drum kit and a bassist. And then we all just go in with...
Thank you, good night. That's it. That's all
that's
we've got.
That's great, man.
So I'm more of a sort of falsetto guy. What? Now, you were in a band. You actually did gigs. Psoriasis. They did gigs. So you were more of a sort of new metal thing. How did you have Scream?
I mean, my problem is that I can't sing, Ed, and I can't
you
scream.
You don't need to sing to be in a new metal band.
Well, exactly, but you need to have some sort of gruffness to your voice.
As like well as Jonathan David. Are you ready?
And we covered that song.
Did you?
That was the song we opened with at our gig at Thornbury Cricket Pavilion.
That was my first, I was going to say my first ever gig, but
was that Thornbury Cricket Pavilion?
Not Thornbury Cricket Pavilion.
You were one of the 14.
Yeah, that was me. I was trying to crowd surf. But I knocked over the tea tray. Corn at Wembley Arena. May 19th, 2000, I want to say, yeah. Yeah, it was in a big year for me.
Great
2000 gig.
Great year.
Supported by POD.
Oh!
Payable
I
on
feel
death.
So alive.
Little bit of Christian rap metal.
I feel so. I loved it. That
It was quite an introduction to the world of metal because we queued for a couple of hours outside to get in, and a goth gentleman pulled down his trousers and pants and set fire to his own pubes.
You know what? If you're going to be waiting, you might as well.
And you talk about pissing on a radiator smelling. You have not smelt a smell
sweaty
until
pubes.
You smell a goth's pubes on fire. It is awful.
How many band names start with pube?
Oh, that's a good point. We'll find that out. I want to hear your scream while I'm looking.
With the corn, we opened with Corn Blind at this gig. I just want to say it's quite a lengthy intro. And imagine that I've never been on stage before. Imagine just a long intro of me just stood there not really knowing what to do with myself.
So you didn't... If what I would have done as the lead singer, I would have waited maybe behind the pads where all the pads...
There's no changing room.
I would have waited in the changing room if there was one.
So we... And I was nervous. And all I had to say was, are you ready? And I was nervous and I missed the... Basically, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready and I missed it.
So that corn singer, are you ready?
Yeah.
Not even you were ready.
I wasn't ready.
To say, are you ready? Oh, man.
So I don't know how much, because I was bad at it, because this voice doesn't suit rock starness. Doesn't suit it.
No, or your face.
Or my face.
You've got a lovely face, Joel.
So, and you know, imagine being like, welcome to Thornbury Cricket Pavilion. It's like not very rock starry. Also, I remember at some point in the gig, this is probably
no
the
band
least...
start with pube, by the way.
No
the
bands.
Closest. I mean, the closest is, but I don't think it says pubianus. But I mean, you could read that as pubianus. But then we're just back to anuses again, and I don't think I want to go down or publex. Publex.
We've just looked at too many anus things, so everything's turning into an anus.
We have stared into the eye of the anus. So let's hear this scream, Joel. Let's hear the
right. I'm putting it off. So okay, basically. This is the least rock and roll thing I've ever done, is I remember at that gig saying at some point, guys, clap in time or not at all. Okay.
14 people.
14 people. Guys, 14 clap people. In time or not at all.
Clap in time or not at all. Imagine that. That's incredible. There's the really famous story about Rob Halford, who's the lead singer of Judas Priest.
Yeah.
He's still the lead singer of Judas Priest. Who they played this amazing gig and they're a proper incredible metal band, and as people were leaving, his last words on stage were, we hope you enjoyed your evening of heavy metal. Fucking brilliant.
Hope you enjoyed your evening of heavy metal, guys.
Clap in time or not at all.
So I mean, I'll show you the album. I mean, what I'll do is I'll just show you the beginning of Albino Black Sheep.
You can play it through your phone.
I'll play it through my phone.
That's probably quite a representative of the sound quality of the speakers at the Thornbury Cricket Pavilion.
Exactly. I want to give you the sort of real feeling of the PA that was sort of lent to me by someone in the village. Right, here we go. Right, this is Albina Black Sheep. It's Albina Black Sheep. We recorded it. That's the only song we recorded.
Cool.
Quite long intro.
Very long intro. You must have missed your cue when you were doing this live.
Yeah. I can turn that up.
Yeah, pop it up. Fucking yes.
Ready for this?
Is this you?
Here we go. Here you go, that's Albino Black Sheep, guys.
Albino Black Sheep!
Albino Black Sheep!
Fuck me, that's terrible.
I couldn't do it.
That's amazing, man.
I'll be no blanket.
Because I couldn't scream, but I just kind of...
What can you do now? Relax. Let's see what scream you can get. Okay. Do you think you can do a guttural growl? Or do you think you can hit a falsetto?
I don't think I could do falsetto. I think... Right, okay. Great. Give me something to say. Welcome to the FUBAR Rock Show.
To the FUBAR Rock Show is nice. Okay.
Okay. I'm quite nervous. I feel nervous.
Yeah, you shouldn't, man. Relax. Okay, it's fine. No, not too much pressure. Right.
I feel now. Okay, here we go. Joel scream. Welcome to the FUBAR Rock Show.
I mean, that's basically the start of the Muppets.
Yeah.
Welcome to the FUBAR Rock Show.
Look, I reckon people can do better than that. Call in. I want to hear your best screams. Give them the number, Joel.
The number is 0330 223 0200. 0330 223 0200.
Call in, scream for me, FUBAR. That's what we want to hear. Kayla has tweeted in saying, are you playing any Slipknot on the show? Of course we
are,
Kayla.
Absolutely.
We'll be playing some more later. I found, I was clearing out some stuff. I still had some stuff at my mum's house, just, you know, some relics that I didn't want to take with me. Looking through it the other day, I found a mini disc of Slipknot's first album.
Wow.
And I had written Slipknot, album of 99. It was my album of 1999.
That was the one that you picked for that year.
Absolutely. It was a smashing album. We're playing something off that first album as well. Lucky has texted in saying, is there a band called Pubic Lice? I love an itchy but sexy band. There isn't. We've only got Pubi Anus, unfortunately.
Pubi Anus.
In terms of Pubic Lice, I would not go and see that band.
No. Nobody wants that.
Now, we've got one of your tracks coming up, Joel.
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
I mean, this one, we do have some crossover. We played Deftones at the top of the show, but this one genuinely makes me angry if it's...
I mean, decide for yourselves, guys. This is Israel Sun by Silverchair. Oh, here we go. It also has a very long intro to this song. I'm going to say 39 seconds.
Well, why don't we... professionally, you should talk over that. And
we
then
should.
As soon as it kicks
and
in.
And then go, this is...
Yeah, so
okay, let's try again. Should we start it again?
No, don't start it again. Don't start it again. We'll talk over it. So, what do you want to say about it, though?
Holly Black sort of introed me to Silverchair. She was one of my favourite people in the world. She was my first kiss. And I remember kissing her... Dunn.
We don't want to. Song started now, mate.
Oh, it's cool. No, it hasn't really. We've got 5 seconds.
Right, okay.
This is Silverchair. It's your song.
FUBAR Radio.
That was Silverchair, Israel Sun.
All right, I'm willing to admit that that was better than I remember Silverchair being.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's a good, solid sort of rock song.
Once you get over the fact that he went out with Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
Then actually it's a good rock song.
But I seem to remember him just being quite whiny in the media. I think that's what put me off. Daniel Johns, he's quite a sort of whiny.
What's he doing now?
He had a problem with, he struggled with eating disorders and things, I think.
I thought you were going to say Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, that's what I call Natalie Imbruglia, an eating disorder. I'm not saying that's necessarily a whiny thing, but I just remember him. He was quite sort of heartfelt. He was very public sort of presence.
He was here, like in Australia, he was like massive.
Yeah, he was like a pop star, right?
Yeah.
They were a solid band, but we cut off your story about your kiss. You kissed her. Was it that particular song?
Holly Black was someone who I adored in school.
Very metal
name. Adored her. Yeah, Holly. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. She was actually the bassist in Cyrus.
Oh, was she? She had a female bassist.
Yeah.
Man, you were like the
amazing
Thornbury version of Cold Chamber.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fucking brilliant.
Absolutely. And she was Layla. Was it Layla?
Raina. I want to say
Raina. Because there was a replacement, wasn't there?
Oh, was there? Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyway, so. Yeah, she was but she didn't know how to play bass. This is the funniest thing.
Right.
We got to the gig and she was like, I don't know how to play bass. And we were like, well,
we only had a bassist.
We could, if only we combined, we would have been the best band ever.
Yeah.
So she didn't know how to
Tethered
play bass.
Psoriasis. Psoriasis priest.
That's great. Just a flaky vicar.
Flaky vicar.
Flaky vicar. Great name for a band. She was like, I don't know any of the bass lines. We were like, what have you been doing in then all the practices?
Yeah.
And she was like, I've just been turning myself down. So that was fine. But she was my first kiss. And I remember kissing her and then telling my friend Steve Dunn, I was like, I kissed Holly Black. I was like, I'm going to marry her.
Yeah.
Like, I just, of course, it's my first kiss.
Yeah.
But I know now I'm going to marry her. And Steve was like, oh, yeah, that's what everyone says when they kiss Holly Black.
Oh, man.
Destroyed. But
that
then
is
because
heartbreaking.
Because I thought that's what everyone says when they kiss Holly Black. I thought that the phrase, once you go black, you don't go back, was about Holly Black
until fairly recently.
Honestly. Until I was at least out of school, I thought the phrase was about Holly Black. About, like, once you go Holly Black, you don't go back.
But how many times in school did you hear the phrase, once you go black, you don't go back?
Quite a lot in Thornbury, actually, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
There was two black guys in our school, and they were brothers.
Were they, or was that just in Thornbury, you just assumed that they were, well, I imagine they're brothers.
they were amazing, and I saw him recently when I went back at like last Christmas.
Yeah,
and he is like ripped now, like massive.
Holly Black.
No, like she's like his name's Matty Odatola. He's the coolest man ever.
No, but not his brother isn't.
I don't know what his name was. He was in my brother's year.
Right.
But what a family. What a family.
I have two black guys in your school. They're brothers.
Obviously.
Did they come to the gig? Did they come to the gig?
They didn't come to the gig.
Cricket Pavilion?
No, they weren't into that.
That's a shame.
They weren't into that stuff. We're going to have a caller later who's going to call in and do some screaming for
us. We've got some people. But do call in because we can have more than one person screaming.
We can indeed.
We can have a scream off, man.
What a great feature that would be. Call in 0330-223-0200. And we just want to hear your screams. Also,
indeed.
If you've got any band names, call in with that. Also, you can obviously get in touch with us at Foo Bar Radio on Twitter.
Or we've got emails. We have got emails.
We've kind of forgotten to give them out.
Ed@foobarradio.com.
Or joel@foobarradio.com. Don't make it a competition who's got the most emails. Don't.
No,
but if
don't
you do want
that,
to do
guys.
It, just email me.
They all come through to the same centralised thing anyway.
Yeah.
Joel, I think we should have metal names though. Joel and Ed.
Yeah, not very metal-y,
I've
are
come
they?
Up with some.
Okay, great.
Joel Vomit.
Like it.
Yeah. Dead Gamble.
I love them both.
It's fucking brilliant, right? That's what we're doing. I've got a little
Vomit.
Test for you.
Joel Vomit. That was my rock.
Joel Vomit.
That's my Danny Filth impression.
Joel Vomit going to the trees and I'm going to have a...
That was my Corey the Filth impression.
Did you ever see the film that Danny Filth was
no.
in?
No.
It was called Cradle of Fear.
Great.
It's a British horror film. It remains one of the worst films I've ever seen. I've got it on DVD. It's a series of sort of weird horror stories that all are linked together by this psychopath child murderer that lives in an asylum.
Classic.
It's absolutely awful. Danny Filth has one line in it, but they've clearly written him a part where he goes around killing people. So bad at acting that they went, okay, so maybe one of this character's things should be that he doesn't talk. It starts on this sort of street that looks like it's filmed inside London Dungeon. And then he rips open a man's head with his rings. He's wearing all his rings. Basically, just let him bring his own costume.
Great.
And he rips open a man's head, stamps on his face.
Nice.
So I've got a little test for you. You tested me earlier. Band or
yes.
is it a
Here
band or it... is it a fake? Spy out the fake.
Spy.
Okay.
Right, here we go. Okay, give them to me.
So I'm going to list three bands. One of these bands is made up from my mind and head, and I'm going to say it out of my mouth, but two of the bands are real bands or were real bands.
Give it to me, Dad.
That just sounds like Dad when you say that. Dead, give it to me, Dad.
Give it to me, Dead Gamble.
Bastard Head.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, that sounds... Like, that sounds punky, doesn't it? That sounds like...
It could be, yeah.
It could be like punk metal, just like... What's up, guys? We're Bastard Head, and then some guy in a skull costume is jumping around the stage.
Skin Juice.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's kind of like a Skindred Beetlejuice kind of combination.
It's Skindred only playing songs themed around the film Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Testicle Vomit.
Oh. So... We've got
Bastard Head.
Bastard Head is the worst name for a band.
Yeah, that is bad. Skin Juice.
Skin Juice. I think that's definitely a band.
Testicle Vomit.
What is testicle vomit?
Well, I guess it's...
I guess it's just sperm, isn't it?
I guess it's sperm.
Oh. So I'm going to go with the fake name being Bastard Head.
Bastard Head. Okay, a bit of tension. Here we go. The fake is
Skin Juice.
What?
Skin Juice. There is a band called Bastard Head. There is a band called Testicle Vomit.
That was my definite.
Yeah, I know. Testicle Vomit.
Testicle Vomit.
Skin Juice. I made up Skin Juice, man.
And the funny thing about this, these are the names that made it to the book.
Yeah, well, they're all known metal bands. This is every single metal band. It might have been a kids band that just
testicle
had one release,
juice.
One thing, although psoriasis isn't in there. Emily's emailed in saying, hi, boys. Can you say the following, please? I'm not sure why she wants to do this.
Okay.
Ed, that's me. I say, I'm Dead Gamble. And you say, I'm Joel Vomit. And together we say, and together we are Dead Vomit.
Like it.
Right, okay. So obviously, I don't know if Emily's recording this and she's going to put it out. Okay.
This is good. This is like when I used to work for MTV, when you interview the all of the, you have to go across like bands and you have like with JLS, you'd be like, hi, my name's Marvin. Hi, my name's the, and hi, my name's the other one. And hi, my name's the other one. And together we are JLS. They all do together. So it's not like
finally, it's not you who has to do this.
I'm in the band.
You can do it. You're in the band. You're part of it.
I'm so excited.
We are Dead Vomit.
Great name.
Great name for a band.
I reckon that's in the book.
Well, that's a good shout. We'll have a little look after we've done this for Emily, of course.
Okay. Okay.
How shall I do it? Should I do it metal or should I do it my...
Yeah.
I'm going to do it American. I don't know
Okay,
why.
Okay.
I'm going to do it like Phil Anselmo. I'm Dead Gamble.
And I'm Joel Vomit.
And together we are...
Dead Vomit! That was quite a good scream. Yeah. I just did a good scream.
Yeah, that was...
I feel like I just did it.
Do that again.
Oh my gosh!
You've ruined any metal cred you had by going, oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! I think I just did it.
Do it again, Joel. Let's hear it again.
We have to do it in the context of the thing.
Oh, so we need to do it again.
I don't think I can do it without it.
I'm Dead Gamble.
And I'm Joel Vomit.
And together we are...
Dead Vomit!
That's great!
Yes!
It's weird that you can only say vomit, and if you do it too gutturally, you will end up vomiting. That's it, isn't it?
I've got it in me.
Finally, Joel can growl a word. I think we're going to have a caller coming up who might be able to do a scream for us. I think they've got some band names coming up as well. But do call us and see if you can scream off. Let's hear the number, Joel.
Well, our number is 0330-223-0200.
Right, now we're going to play another track now.
This is one of yours, Ed.
This is my favourite band currently and for the past probably 10 years.
Yep.
It's Clutch.
Yes, it is.
And this is Subtle Hustle, which lyrically I think is the most fun fucking rock song you'll hear.
Your favourite band? My favourite part of the car. That was Clutch.
Blast Tyrant is the album. The name of the song is Subtle Hustle. Blast Tyrant by Clutch is probably one of the greatest rock records of all time.
I was never into Clutch, but mainly because nobody introduced me to them. What? Ed Gamble, if only we were there.
Okay, here's what I'd do. If you don't know anything about Clutch, mate, I would get Blast Tyrant, and I would also get their most recent record, Earth Rocker, which is probably one of their finest records.
I like it.
Wall-to-wall bangers. Every single song's a hit. It's amazing.
Brilliant.
It's absolutely amazing. Go and see them live as well. They're incredible. I actually had a job interview back when I was a proper person to work. I can't remember what it was, just boring sort of media sales sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And they thought they were being edgy, sort of apprentice style, to say, what song lyric describes you? What song lyric would really sum you up? And I used a lyric from Subtle Hustle by Clutch. I said... I've got your number, I steal your thunder, I've got your mother's maiden name tattooed on my arm. And they said, why have you picked that one? I don't know, I just like it. Just a good lyric, isn't it? It's just fun, like American.
If I was to have a band and some sort of lyric to sum me up, cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, not breathing.
We got a caller.
This is Gaz from Nottingham, I believe. Hello, Gaz.
Hello, gents. How are you?
I'm very well. I like how everyone's calling us a collective.
Yeah, gents, boys, lads.
I like it. Welcome. Thanks so much. You're in the car and you pulled over for us, Gaz. It's a pleasure.
Yes. Yeah.
So are you a
just
rock
had to
fan?
Get this off my chest.
Yeah, what is it? Go for it. Man. Get it off. Get it off that chest of yours. Go for it.
Well, you're talking about ridiculous band names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've just saw, just today, this new Scottish band. Quite rocky, but quite new, sort of hot young things coming out of Glasgow, I think. And their name is Snarf Snarf. As in Snarf Snarf.
As in the thing that was in
the Thundercats.
Thundercats. Yeah. That was it.
Yes.
What? How far do they expect to take their career, Gaz? This is the question I'm asking you.
Exactly.
Snarf
exactly.
Snarf.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, maybe they could be on a bill together with, you know, Chitara.
Yeah. I like the whole retro thing.
Well, actually, there was a band called Mum Ra, which was also, they were inspired by the show because they were the baddie on Thundercats.
But Mum Ra's a better name.
They became slightly big, didn't they?
Yeah, I remember Mum Ra.
Also, like, Mum Ra is like the, you know, it's the villain. So there's some sort of rock edge.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I mean, he did have quite a nice sort of essentially ribbon-based dress in the Thundercats. But he was quite a scary, but, you know, Snarf Snarf.
Yeah.
There's not that, I mean, it's not only, it's not the character, it's the noise he makes.
Yeah. But you may as well call your band Cyril Sneer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he is the villain. If again, he is the villain. So.
Well, me and Joel are starting a band called Tailspin. can you scream, Gaz? Have you ever been in a band yourself?
I've never been. Well, I've played rhythm guitar in a band for about 2 weeks, but that was it. It didn't get very far.
What was the band called?
We didn't even have a name. We just did some Beatles covers. It was my mate's brother and some of his friends.
I think that should be now, when anyone asks you in the future what was the name of the band, it should be called My Mate's Brother. And you only did Beatles covers.
I should have named them after a character from Thundercats.
At the time, that
wasn't all the rage. You know?
Monkey Ann.
In terms of a rock scream.
Yeah. What can you produce? It can be metal. It can be guttural, or it can be high. It can be a wail. Whatever you like.
Well, it's slightly shrieky, really.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
But then quite earthy at the same time.
Oh, I like it.
I can't wait.
Earthy, you know.
I'm very excited for this. I'm glad that you're in the car by yourself and you're not on a train or somewhere.
Yeah. So am I. Yeah,
people, if you are driving and you happen to see a man in his car by himself screaming, he's not in distress. He's just speaking to us.
I feel like
I'm going to wind the window down.
Yeah, do it. Wind the window down.
I feel like this is the kind of thing that someone would do if they just went through a divorce.
They just
drive away from the house into a lie-by and scream.
Yeah, it's like when Superman found out that Lois Lane was marrying Lex Luthor. He flew into the Antarctic.
Right, go on, guys. Here we go.
I'll just beat my horn to get myself ready.
Okay, that was great.
Well done. That sounds like you shat yourself, to be honest.
That sounded like the noise that the guinea pig made when you pissed on it.
Yeah.
That's from an earlier reference in the show.
That sounds like a terrible Christopher Walken impression, is what that sounds
like. But also, great. Thanks for getting involved, Gaz.
Thank you very much for calling in, Gaz.
That was absolutely great.
Hey.
You're my favourite caller ever had.
Rock on, mate.
My mate's brother. Catch them at the Fleecy Perkin.
Thanks, Gaz.
My mate's brother,
Happy car journey for the rest of it, mate.
Yeah, but I'm getting some funny looks.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck with the divorce. That was Gaz in a lay-by. Thank you so much for getting involved. It was great. If you've got any other callers, want to call in, give us a scream, or just talk to us about band names, it's 0330-223-0200. Give us a shout. And in the meantime, I mean, we've been waiting for it for a while. We've had some requests for it.
Yeah.
Here we go. That was Slipknot, Wait and Bleed.
Genuinely, like, getting shivers. Like, that brings back so much, that song.
I saw them live a few times.
Yeah, same.
Just loved them.
They're incredible. They're still incredible.
Yeah.
They're absolutely amazing. I saw them at Leeds Festival 2000.
Again, I was there. No, wait, I was at the Reading.
I was at Leeds because Leeds is where Rage Against the Machine, that was their like last gig in the UK until their more recent stuff.
They didn't absolutely speak amazing. The entire time.
Who, Slipknot?
No, Rage Against the
Rage
Machine.
Rage Against the Machine.
I remember them just coming out, doing their set and leaving. Like, yeah. They didn't once. And I've got a live, like a rare live Rage Against the Machine thing, yeah. Which I love. Because it's really funny. I think it's called Live and Rare. I think that's literally what it's called.
Yeah.
And it was like a weird import because I used to work in Virgin Megastores. So I used to get these weird imports. And it's amazing because the bits in between the songs where they talk are brilliant. Like, because Zach LaRoche just does all this stuff like there's this guy who's like, he's in prison. He's been in prison since 87. We need to get him out. There's some pamphlets at the back. Just, it's not the biggest form of change, but fuck it. Let's just send this pamphlet through to this guy. And, it's
and
just
everyone
amazing.
In the crowd just going, do the one with the swearing. Oh,
and there's this one bit where he's talking to the audience and he's got a spotlight on it all of a sudden. He's like, so this is, hey, get that fucking spotlight out of my eyes, man. I'm trying to talk to people. I can't even see him.
That is tantamount to clap in time or not at all.
Essentially the same thing. I love Slipknot. Love Slipknot.
I actually, talking of Virgin Megastore, I actually met Slipknot in a Virgin Megastore. I think it was probably 99 or 2000. I queued for approximately 4 hours.
Wow.
To meet Slipknot after the release of their first album.
That is incredible.
I've still got
Did
a signed,
you meet all of them?
I've actually got a signed copy of the Wait and Bleed single.
That's incredible.
I met
impressive.
All of them, yeah. I met all of them.
I mean, did you? I mean, you waited for 4 hours. Did you bleed at any point?
it was mainly waiting. So it was just the wait. I got a signed copy of Wait. I remember getting to the front and there was a girl just in tears from meeting them. Just, and this was one album. People were absolutely obsessed with them. When I saw them at Leeds, there was someone who was just cutting Slipknot into their arm.
Oh,
the thing is,
gosh.
All their publicity was like, yeah, we're so intense. We're
yeah.
So, and a lot of that is just sort of like just pomp and theatre, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this, you know, teenagers fall for anything.
I went to see them at Reading 2000 and my friend Adam Tilley wore full boiler suit and balaclava.
Sure. I went out shopping with my mum to find a boiler suit. We couldn't find one. I wanted a boiler suit so much.
You couldn't find one. I love that your mum was like taking you to shops that absolutely would never have a boiler suit.
Yeah, Gap.
Just
yeah.
to be like, oh, they don't have them, Ed. I'm really sorry. Just going to have to move
sorry.
On.
No,
just have
don't.
To not go in a boiler suit.
I'm sorry, you can't be in shit slot. I think it was partly that they had so many members. They do have so many members. Nine members, right? Certainly at formation. I know we very sadly lost Paul, the bassist. But so many members. And they were all doing such disparate things that I think in my head I thought, if I make friends with them, they will invent an instrument for me to play. So they've got a DJ, a sampler, and three percussionists.
And this is Ed on the triangle
yeah,
at the
exactly.
end.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that's a better instrument than the big tin. That they used to hit.
But it was, the best thing about it was just, it was a wall of noise.
Yeah.
Like, proper just like...
Joey Jordison could play the drums upside
down.
Absolutely
that was
incredible.
Amazing. I remember seeing them in Cardiff, and if you didn't know, they basically, the whole drum set, like, raised up and then, like, turned upside down, and it was amazing. It was amazing.
I don't
amazing.
Know who they've got to replace him, actually, because he's an amazing drummer. I don't know who...
There's some really interesting clips online on YouTube of people, like, auditioning to be the next Joey Jordison.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously ridiculously good drummers, like, drumming along, and it's, like, ridiculous. So good. So if you want to watch some drumming videos, just do that.
We should, when we're in next week, we should film a video of one of us. And put it forward as an audition.
Absolutely.
Because I can't drum. Can you drum?
Absolutely not, mate.
Well, maybe we should say neither of us can drum, so we are auditioning as one person, but it'll be two people, and we get a stick each, and we will show them how we can drum. Me and Joel are auditioning for Slipknot.
Maybe we'll go out with your mum, buy a boiler suit, probably get into it.
Exactly. Dead
Very
vomit,
exciting.
The new drummer in Slipknot.
We've got a caller, Ed.
Let's have a little, a little chat.
What was that? What was the name of the caller?
Cara.
Cara. Right, well, speak to Cara. Hello, Cara.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm not bad.
Not bad.
Having a little listen there, turn down my radio.
Yeah, please do. Please.
Turn it down.
Please do. Are you enjoying the rock show so far, Cara?
I am, yes. I am.
Good. Whereabouts are you situated right now, Cara? You've got an Irish accent.
I have. Guess where? In Ireland. Do you know Ireland quite well?
I'm going to go with... me and Ed are both going to guess, and whoever gets closest wins a sip of Sprite.
Okay.
This will require you to have knowledge of all the distances in Ireland.
Yes.
Right?
I'm going to go with Cork.
Wrong.
I was going to say Cork. Right, so I've got a...
I mean, probably best to go with the place where most people are in Ireland.
Right.
For that sip of Sprite.
I'm going to say Dublin.
And you'd be correct.
Yay! Bang on.
This is bullshit!
Unfortunately, the Sprite, which was mine, so I don't know why I was trying to win a sip of it, is finished. I had all my sips earlier on. Have you called in to scream for us, Cara, or have you got some band names? Have you got some metal history?
I'm not very good at screaming. I'm very hungover still from the weekend.
That sometimes makes it better, you know.
Yeah, you could burp scream.
I could burp. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah. Oh, can you burp, Cara?
Can you burp on command?
Yeah, I actually, what I used to do as a kid, I can swallow about 20 burps because that used to get me off school. I used to go into my parents and do a big, huge burp, say I was sick and go back to bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is that what passes for sickness in Ireland?
Yeah.
Just wind?
I've got...
Yeah, in Ireland, just wind, yeah. It works pretty well. I did it for a few years. Not all the time, but I did it quite a lot. Got me out of school quite a bit.
So. We're looking for a burp on our new Dead Vomit album, actually.
Yeah.
If you want to come in and lay down some guest vox.
Yeah, no problem.
Some burp samples. Guest burps.
Can you do that for us now? Can you do it on command?
Go for it.
Well, a big burp.
Yeah, massive, ideally.
Oh, God, I'll have to swallow a few. You'll have to give me a second.
Swallow a few. I never even knew that was a thing.
Yeah. I mean, this is genuine. Oh,
that wasn't that good.
No, that was good.
That was good.
No, that was only a small one. I only swallowed two.
Okay, swallow. Okay, now I've just put that into perspective. You just swallowed two. Swallow four, do another. I'm looking for twice as much burp now.
Yeah. Swallow four.
This is going to be the best guest 100% on an album ever. This is going to be Fred Durst. That's amazing. That's genuinely...
That's pretty embarrassing.
Cara, you've surprised me, I'll be honest. The accent was nice, I was enjoying it, and then suddenly that comes out of you.
Oh my God.
Oh, and a little one there as well.
That was only one.
Yeah,
that's
no,
just
that
collateral.
Was collateral. That was just a burp, wasn't it? Lovely, yeah. Cara. Have you got.
Wow.
Are you in a band yourself, Cara?
Yeah, we just. No, I'm not in a band. I can't sing, I can only burp.
I'm not surprised, to be honest. I mean, yeah. That's great. Oh, good work.
Bad wind, especially on a Tuesday. It takes a while.
Especially on a Tuesday.
After the weekend,
because
yeah.
Because, I mean, Easter. Late, yeah. Easter, that is, I mean, the legendary fallout from Easter weekend is the burpsies.
Well, of course, in the 17th century, Easter used to be called the Burp Festival.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Legendarily, Jesus, when he was resurrected, he came out of the tomb after a couple of days and just did a proper ripper.
Yeah. They rolled back that stone and it stunk in there. This is the best phone into any radio station. Is this why you've called in, Cara, to burp? Was this genuinely what you thought? You thought, I better call the rock show on FUBAR and start burping?
And start burping? No, I think it was you that suggested the burp.
You're great, Cara. You're absolutely great.
You have reduced Joel Dommett to tears.
It's unbelievable.
I think I'm going to be sick now. So I'm
You just probably
it's kind
follow
of the
through.
Same action, isn't it? It's up your windpipe, so yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, one's a gateway to the other.
Great.
What have you got to tell us, Cara? Why have you phoned in?
Well, I was thinking of a rock band name.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of maybe Apex Predator.
Apex Predator.
I like that a lot. That sounds. Yeah. I mean, I could see them doing quite well.
I think so. Yeah.
Better than
Schnarf. Has that been taken
Schnarf.
Though?
Yeah.
I'm going to check now to see if...
Check.
I feel like there might be an Apex something. Well, but I don't think Apex Predator. I'm going to have a look, Joel.
Isn't Apex a sports brand? Is it? I feel like Apex is a really bad sports brand.
No, Apex just means the peak of
a house or something, right?
Apex means the tip of something,
Is an Apex the strongest part of a triangle? I'm just going to throw that out there. Is that what it means?
I don't know.
And also,
I think Apex Predator is like the chief predator, the one who's at the top of the food chain.
There's no Apex Predator that's not taken. Apex Null is taken.
Like it.
But I think Apex Predator is better.
Apex Null.
Apex Null.
Apex Null. That's not as good as Apex Predator.
Apex NULL. Apex Predator, though.
Yeah,
great name.
That's good.
Great name. Also,
thank you. You
know, as someone who's pointing at a muscly man shirtless who doesn't understand plural.
What did you say?
Does that make sense?
Break it down for us, Joel.
Right, okay, so if there was a muscly man...
You've gone 2 steps ahead in your own mind there.
There was...
Nat, the producer, is so confused. Nat's very kindly given us the opportunity to do a rock show today. And what we've got, so we've got live burping and then Joel doing the most contrived puns possible.
I had to burp again. I wanted to hear him laugh again.
This is going to end with you being sick, isn't it?
Sorry,
I want to know. So you point... pointing at a muscly man.
So, pointing at a muscly man with his shirt off, which you're looking at as pecs. And then someone who's like, doesn't understand plural.
Apex. What about Predator?
And a film.
A film. He's holding a copy
of Predator.
Thanks very much for calling in, Cara.
Thanks, Cara.
We're on again next week. If you want to call in and maybe burp for us, that would be lovely.
We'd love that.
What we might do is we might get.
I have to go through quickly.
Well, whenever's best for you, we'll get an instrumental sort of heavy track and like a death metal instrumental, and we'll have you burping along to it.
Okay, great.
We'd love it. Do you want to give us just one big one before we go?
FUBAR Radio.
That was a spine shank.
Joel's got too excited by the lady burping and getting an opportunity to play spine shank, which we hadn't agreed upon. That's not on our list of songs we were supposed to play, but you thought you could sneak it in, you could put in spine shank. And what's happened? You've put on one of your favourite third tier new metal bands and you've forgotten how to operate the desk. You didn't put the mics up, you didn't put the jingle on in time.
I was so excited about the thought that I was throwing straight from a burp to a song.
Yeah.
I messed everything up.
And you left the mic up after we went to the song.
After we went to the song.
So we've got the producer saying, that was amazing, which shows you the level that FUBAR operate at, that amazing radio is a woman calling in from Ireland and burping. Right? And then you play Spine Shank. That song was actually better than I remember Spine Shank being.
Like all of the songs that you're saying that they're rubbish ladies metal, all better than you thought.
I only remember Spine Shank's first album, which I owned, and they had a cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and it was terrible. But also, the lead singer of Spine Shank, and I was genuinely convinced about this, I thought the lead singer of Spine Shank played Rufio in Hook. And that is true. I genuinely... And it was back when you couldn't just Google stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
You had to go to a library to find that out.
You had to go to a library and go, excuse me, where's all your books on Spine Shank?
And or Rufio and Hook.
Yeah, well, where's your crossover sort of...
He had a bit of red hair on the top, didn't he? And I can understand why you'd get mixed up
face.
With that. He had a very similar sort of like... I don't know whether Rufio had any piercings, but in my mind, I imagine that he did.
He certainly had the vibe of someone
who was
pierced.
He had a vibe of piercing. Yeah.
Exactly. But what album... are they still going, Spine Shank?
They are. They did a cover of Rufio. Rufio. I think they are still... I saw them at the Beer Keller in Bristol.
Yeah.
And...
I'll tell you what, they'll never grow up, will they?
I saw them at the Beer Care in Bristol, and after the gig, somehow one of the band, well, I waited outside for the band for ages, and one of Spine Shank invited me onto the tour bus.
Oh, here we go.
I went onto the tour bus. One of them gave me a vodka. I think it was the drummer, gave me a vodka.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, thanks very much. And then some women came off the tour bus and they immediately asked me to get off the tour bus.
Did they take your vodka off you?
I kept the vodka.
So you did well. You got a free vodka from the drummer from Spine Shank.
Yeah. And then there was, but honestly, must have been in there 20 to 30 seconds.
That's amazing.
Anyway, I was saying, like, oh, do you want a drink? I was like, yeah, thanks very much. Some girls came on behind me and they were like, you get off this bus now.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. Sorry, man, incredible. You mind leaving now?
I'm just impressed that Spine Shank had a tour bus.
Yeah,
they didn't just walk to their gigs.
Yeah, just get in the back of a Ford Focus.
Now this is a thing we came up with. Now we're going to do a feature. Now it's called non-metal because there's a lot. We're aware that this is the first rock show. There might be people listening who aren't into rock or metal. Just FUBAR listeners. They're just listening for our dulcet tones for a little bit of entertainment,
classic comedy.
So we're going to let people in. We're going to be a little bit accessible. We're going to play a song that isn't necessarily rock or metal, but The proviso was that the artist or band in question had a sort of rock kudos.
Yeah.
Right? You could sort of attach them to the world of metal, or they had a metal or punk attitude.
Yeah.
Right? So we've both thought up a track.
We've both got a track.
Shall and now I they're going to go head to head.
Shall we do the clap or slap thing?
If we know how to do that.
Which band? Could we do the clap or slap thing?
No, wait, hang on. Before we decide whether we're doing clap or slap, we decide whether we're going to put this to the public.
Okay.
I think you should tell them who...
Story.
I've picked yeah. Johnny Cash. Sam Hall by Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Amazing track. Johnny Cash.
Amazing.
It's just amazing track. It's just really amazing great song.
Asian Johnny, and amazing.
Johnny Cash. It's a great song. Johnny Cash, definite punk metal attitude. He's played in prisons.
Yeah.
That album that this is from, I think it's from American Recordings, or one of the American Recordings albums, was produced by Rick Rubin, who's produced Slayer, The Beastie Boys,
Nirvana,
System of a Down. Did he produce Nirvana as well?
I think so, yes.
Right. So obvious metal connections, obvious metal attitude, mm-hmm. rock and roll attitude. Johnny Cash, Sam Hall. And it's a badass song as well. Lyrics are amazing. Cover of an old English folk song. So I picked Johnny Cash. Joel, do you want to tell everyone what song you've picked?
So I've gone with Peter Andre Flavor.
Right. So.
Okie doke.
Peter Andre Flavor. So do you want to now. I reeled off a list of, I'd say, four or five reasons why Johnny Cash has rock and roll credentials. Do you want to tell us how Peter Andre is connected to the world of metal?
I mean. You know, you've got to have a slight metal edge to, you know, to, I mean...
Oh, we're struggling already. Okay. Not even one reason.
I mean, very metal in the way that, you know, he married Jordan.
Right.
Is that what something?
Why would that be metal? Because she's Satan?
Yes.
Yeah.
So essentially, right. You know, this, having kids with her...
Yeah, he
that was
has created...
the spawn of Satan.
Right, well, bit harsh. He can't help it.
Yeah, bit harsh. So, right. Peter Andre Flavor. I'm going to take, right. So, what happened with Peter Andre Flavor is like when I was in year seven,
right?
This is the more sort of metal side of the story for me. This is why I've picked it.
I've met Peter Andre, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Very nice man.
Good.
Very nice man. But I suspect, you know, when you meet someone and you think, you are too stupid to be horrible. You know what I mean, though? It's just, like, lovely, lovely
gentleman.
I feel
like people think that about me.
Right, well, I know that that's not true, Joel. I know that you're horrible. let's hear what your Peter Andre story is.
When I was in year seven, right, 1996.
Yep, sure.
1996. There was a thing in school called Party Piece, where you had to audition, right, anything that you had as a party piece, right? And then if you got through, then you did a live show in front of the whole of school.
Yeah. Cara from Ireland could have done her burps.
Could have done her burps. Perfect example, right? And so basically, me and my friend Vince McLeod, we had an idea that we were going to in year seven, right? This is before you know you're worried about being cool, really.
Right, okay.
Because that didn't happen until about 6 months ago. And so basically, me and Vince McLeod, we auditioned for this by singing Peter Andre Flavor entirely a cappella.
Right.
With dance moves. And the best thing about this...
At the moment, remember Joel's supposed to be proving that Peter Andre has metal credentials.
And just, I feel like that's metal in its way.
What? But singing Peter Andre a cappella with...
That's because these guys just going out there, not caring what's cool.
Right.
Just,
okay.
You know, going for it. And we were singing it a cappella, not because we were like, oh, let's show off our voices. We literally didn't realise a backing track was an option. We were just two guys singing Peter Andre Flavor, you know, just properly going for it.
Yeah.
That was...
You've run out... Look, mate.
That was it.
Mate, it's not going to be... It's got to be Johnny Cash, hasn't it? And next week, maybe come more prepared for the non-metal section. Let's hear Johnny Cash, Sam Hall.
Okay, we're going to play Johnny Cash... I'll tell you what we'll do, right?
Right.
Is we'll play the start of Peter Andre Flavor and then go straight into Johnny Cash.
Right, okay. I reckon we'll get people turning off.
Just because I want you to... When I play this, the start of this, I need you just to imagine me and Vince McLeod still on stage in front of... I'm going to say 200 to 250
I don't know
people.
Why I need to imagine it. You're here. You don't need a backing track.
Singing away.
You can sing it a cappella. I want to hear you sing it a cappella right now.
It starts off with party all night, party all night, party all night.
Is that how you did it? Just party all night, party
all night. It's got a rap in the middle as well. It's got a rap in the middle. And so that's what we went for. And we probably were just like... And we had little dance moves.
Right.
And also, I should probably point out, the next year we were going to do another one.
Right.
It was such a success.
Was it?
That the next year we were going to do Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith.
Better.
Right?
Yeah.
We learned all the songs.
You should have brought in Will Smith. His wife was in a metal band for a bit.
Right? Really?
Yeah. Can't remember their names.
Jada Pinkett?
Yeah, something like Wizard's Dream or something. Oh, but I can't.
Great. The... And I learned all the words to it, and then 2 days before we pulled out because we were in year eight at that point, and singing a cappella wasn't cool anymore.
No, you need a backing track when you're in year eight, mate.
That's exactly it.
So we're going to hear the beginning of Peter Andre Flavour.
This is Peter Andre Flavour, who was just the start of it.
Party all night, party he's singing as well. We've got the flute book. You're listening to the Foo Bar Rock Show. Joel's on in a gamble.
I can't bring myself to sleep, so I get the keys to my deep.
This is awful.
So that was Peter Andre Flavour.
Well, now can we hear the clear winner of the non-metal showdown, which we'll be doing next week as well. Hopefully.
But imagine how depressing it would have been if me and Vince McLeod sung this. Well, that was so metal.
Well, look, it was a non-metal song with metal credentials.
I think it was great. I mean, yeah. you can't shit on Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
That's the rules.
Yeah, he's amazing, isn't he?
The rules. He's bloody good, isn't he? So that was Johnny Cash. And what was the name of the song?
It was Sam Hall.
Sam Hall.
Yeah, I'd advise getting those later Johnny Cash albums because they're morose, a lot, they're quite sort of downbeat, but they're beautiful albums.
Yeah.
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 Quite sort of croaky old Johnny Cash is... quite emotional. It's nice.
It is indeed when you do that Nine Inch Nails cover.
Yeah,
bring
that same
to everyone's
album, hurt.
Incredible.
Just after June Carter died.
Were you into Nine Inch Nails?
Nine Inch Nails, I liked some of their later albums. I wasn't sort of totally into them at the time, but I think I've got Downward Spiral's an earlier one, but yeah, I quite
like that. What's the name of that song where the video is like him running away from loads of people that look like him?
I actually don't know. I'm not so big a fan of Nine Inch Nails. I could understand what you're on about with that.
I can't remember.
This should be a new section. Joel describes videos, and we try and work. What's the one with the guy, and the guys look like him, and he's on a beach, and he's smiling?
Oh, God. What are we going to do in this section?
Well, we're going to play which metal.
We're going to play which metal.
I'm looking forward to it. This is your game, so you explain it to the ladies and gentlemen.
What's going to happen? It's called Which Metal. What happens is I'm going to play a song which Ed Gamble does not know, and he has to say what type of metal it is.
Right, okay.
What subgenre, if you will.
Yes.
Plus, along with the song, I'm going to be hitting two bits of metal together, and he has to guess what the type of metal is. Now, you're thinking,
bashing.
Well, he can just see it. I'm going to blindfold Ed Gamble.
I'm not sure we totally agreed on this, but that's...
Welcome to Which Metal. First of all, I mean...
This will end up with me saying iron and power metal, something like that. Right,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, let's think more along the lines of a chrome aluminium alloy. And
oh, it's that specific, is
it's,
it?
Mate.
Right.
It's like, oh, what? So that sounds like it's 75% aluminium, 25% tin plate steel.
Right,
and
okay.
Prog rock metal hardcore.
Prog rock metal hardcore, right. Joel, I can see you looking around.
I'm looking for a balaclava.
Yeah, right, okay. So you've not brought in a blindfold.
A balaclava is not the right thing because that's how it's holding it.
Right, okay.
It's the opposite.
So you've,
I've got a hat.
You've got. So I'm just pulling your hat over my headphones.
Put my beanie over.
Right, okay. Right.
And then...
My eyes as well.
Over your eyes, yeah. Can you see anything?
No, I can't see specific metals.
Okay, right.
You know, I don't know enough about metal to be able to tell what it is from sight anyway.
Well... Okay.
Have you got the track lined up? Do you
I've
know what track?
I've got the track lined up. Look, oh.
You know what track you're using?
I'll just give you a pre-tittle-tattle.
Oh. Hello.
Okay, that's just a tease.
Is that the track or the?
It's just a tease.
Is that the track or the?
That's the new Bjork album. Metal. Yeah. I don't know what that's. Right. Okay. Right. So now we're gonna do.
Okay.
Ready to play, Ed Gamble, Witch Metal.
Right. I think I've got enough.
How was that?
Okay. Now the song. It's got death growl, like a death metal growl.
Yeah.
But it's too punky.
Mm-hmm.
It's too punky to be death metal.
Okay.
So I almost want to say like a sort of crust.
Crust.
A sort of crust metal. Like, I'm into bands like you know, Black Breath and Trap Them, but it's almost too old school punk to be that. So it could have almost been.
Don't take that ballot clock. Don't take
no,
it off.
I'm not taking it off. I'm not. It could have. I want to guess. I'll go with crust. I'll go with a crust metal.
Okay. Right.
And the metal itself. I mean, I don't know that. Do I brass? I'll say brass.
I'll give it another one. I'll give you another tap.
I mean, that's not going to help, mate. That's not going to. It's quite empty.
Feels quite hollow, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. With a tube, like a not a steel tube. Copper pipe.
Okay, right.
Copper pipe.
So you are going with crust, final answer. Final answer
crust
is...
Crust metal.
Crust metal.
And copper pipe.
Crust metal, copper pipe.
Can I
final
take
answer.
Off?
You can take... Take it off. Take it off and I'll reveal it.
Take it off. Right, I'm taking it off. My eyes are still closed, though. Okay.
In front of you, it is copper pipe.
Right, that is amazing.
Oh my god!
I got it right. I got that right.
1 point out of two. Second one, it was Napalm Death.
Right.
And I'm the type of metal, I've Googled it, it's on their Wikipedia page.
Yeah, we'll have to go with Wikipedia because it's obviously up for debate, but we'll go with Wikipedia.
Grindcore.
Grindcore. See, I think in the way I described it, I basically described grindcore sort of punk, an old school punk.
Yeah.
And also death metal.
I mean, you went with crust.
I went with crust. I wish we had a crust track to kick in. Now, in fact, I think we should probably put that Napalm Death track on.
Should
now,
we just put we? The let's put the rest of it on? I mean, well, we've got 26 seconds left of it because I never paused it. I just turned
well, let's,
it down.
Let's start it from the beginning. Oh. In fact, this will feed into my new feature.
Yeah,
because Napalm Death, I've seen them live by the way at Wembley Arena.
Yeah,
Tattoo the Planet Tour 2001. It also feeds into my new feature, which is called I Beg Your Pardon.
Yeah.
So we can try and work out the lyrics.
Oh, this is
so
perfect.
So during this, why don't you listen to this song and write down what you think they might be saying. I'll find the actual lyrics and we'll compare them.
Okay, right, here we go.
Okay.
Right, there is the start of that.
Get
Napalm
ready to
Death
scribble
song.
Down. Here we go.
I'm going to play the metal along to it as well for a bit of it.
But then how will you know what lyrics they are?
Okay, I'm just going to play it.
Play it.
So much happening.
I know. Joel, you started this show so well. That was Napalm Death, Necessary Evil.
That really stressed me out.
Did the song stress you out?
There's actually a thing, apparently, right? They put mice in a little box.
Yeah.
And they had to try and do like a maze.
Right.
Right. And they played like classical music and they did the maze.
Yeah.
Right. Quite easily.
Yeah.
And then they put rock music on and they all started eating each other.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they going to do if they put Napalm Death on? Just explode.
I almost ate you.
Yeah. Well, Joel, so that was Napalm Death, Necessary Evil. This is my feature, which is called I Beg Your Pardon. Joel's been frantically listening to that song and trying to write down any words that he recognizes in the lyrics.
Yeah.
I've got a point system, Joel.
Okay.
So if you get one word right, and I'm not giving you Necessary Evil because that's the title of the song.
Oh, mate. Right? That was all I had.
You can't just do Necessary Evil. Obviously, you know
I didn't even notice that it was called Necessary Evil. I wrote Necessary Evil down.
Well, if you get one word right, and it's a proper word, it's not just it or and, right?
Okay.
One word, that's 1 point. If you get two words in a row, that's 5 points. If you get three words in a row, that's 10 points, right?
I mean, it was so, so tough.
Okay.
I got Necessary Evil. I was like, yes, Necessary Evil. And I realized it was the name of the track. So annoying. Right. I've got, this is, did at any point during that Napalm track, Ed Gamble, Dead Gamble, did they say the words, assholes degrade?
It's a fair guess. They did not at any point say assholes degrade. I mean, I don't know what the song would be about if it was about assholes degrading. It's about
some sort of prolapse.
Keep your pants on. Arseholes degrade. You're working as a teacher in second grade.
There's no arseholes degrade.
No,
there was a desecrate,
which might
be what you heard. No arseholes degrade, unfortunately. Any other guesses?
No escape, I feel like they said at some point.
Right. Now, that's more likely, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I can't see any no escape down here, unfortunately.
I've got one more.
We've got detonate and we've got contemplate. There's no escape.
Oh, damn it. All rhymes. I mean, they could have put it in.
I'm sorry. No escape.
Yes!
There's no escape. There's no escape. I'm sorry. I apologise to Joel and I apologise to all Napalm Death fans. There's no escape. That's 5 points for Joel.
Very exciting. Right. That's in. Okay. Yep. Okay. This is tense now. Okay. Right. I mean, this fits in. If they did say arseholes degrade, this would fit in with the song. But did at any point they say follow through?
Yes, they genuinely did.
They do, come on!
Final stage to complete, follow through,
yes!
Far too late. I don't think they're talking about following through. Genuinely, the lyric is follow through far too late. necessary evil is clearly about skid marks.
It's about poop humour.
It's poop humour. So we've had burp humour, we've had poop humour. Well done, Joel. You got 10 points there.
10 points? I did not expect to get 10 points.
Well done. You got no escape. You got follow. No escape from the follow through.
No escape from the follow through, but arseholes degrade wasn't in there.
That's great. Well done, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks very much. I thought Witch Metal was a great success.
Yeah.
We can do an offshoot of that called Witch Rock. Same thing.
Oh, what? We did a specific subgenre of rock.
And just bang rocks together.
How? I mean, I can't believe I got copper pipe. How do you think I'm going to get specific rocks?
I mean, all I'm saying is you've got a week.
Right, I've got a week to learn. I've got a week to get a degree in geology.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Bang some rocks together, get the general sort of sound, the ambiance. Yeah,
sure.
You know, because a pebble's going to make a different noise to a flint, mate. So just get in the zone.
I'm glad we got to play some Napalm Death. I saw them, like I say, at Wembley Arena. It was Tattoo the Planet. The tour was supposed to be Pantera headlining, who at the time were my favourite band and still remain one of the best bands of all time, I think. Pantera, Slayer, Biohazard, Therapy, Napalm Death, and a few other people. But it was in 2001. It was on September the 14th, 2001.
Oh,
so obviously all kicked off on the 11th. Loads of bands didn't come. Slayer still came, but they still did the gig. So Slayer headlined Wembley Arena, supported by Napalm Death, Raging Speedhorn, and Biohazard.
That's still cool, though.
Yeah, it was a pretty good gig. I mean, it was about half empty, but Napalm Death were fucking brilliant.
Wow.
They did a thing, actually, Napalm Death, recently in Birmingham. They did a live art thing where this artist had built, I think it was like walls or something. He built this room that became eroded by sound. So they played live and this thing just collapsed around them because they were playing so loud. But what the artist didn't take into account is Napalm Death's fans were there and they got so into it, they got so violent that they just started tearing the stuff down themselves. So in the end, it wasn't
pointless.
The sound that did it. They just ripped the fucking room apart.
That's unbelievable. Might as well just put them in a cardboard box and not spend money on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a massive cardboard box.
What we got? What are we playing next, Joel?
We're going to play one of your songs.
One of my songs?
This is going to be Ken Mode.
Oh, Ken Mode. I think you might like this.
I'm excited. I've never heard it. Never heard it.
Ken Mode, Mako Shark.
Here we go.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Welcome to the FUBAR Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. Put your name in first, mate.
Thank you, mate. And you did that like we were just starting again.
Yeah, but I feel like lots of people have joined us because of Witch Metal.
Okay. Yeah, because of Witch Metal. They heard that I got copper pipe right.
Yeah, and it basically went viral.
Yeah.
It went viral. Witch Metal went viral. It was incredible. I went over to the plum base across the road
and bought some copper
and got
pipe.
Some copper pipe. They gave it to me for free.
Did they?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the best.
They just felt sorry for you.
A young
weird lad's come in and he
went. I just put it in and I was like, it was it's one of those places that's like trade only, so I felt a bit of fraud going in.
Because, so people normally buy in bulk. They don't normally just go in. Excuse me, can I have a piece of copper pipe for
2 inches of copper pipe? And I went in and I was just like, hi, this is a weird request. I'm doing a radio show.
Yeah.
Can I have some? I just need some copper pipes. I'm going to bang it.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, all right, how much do you want? And then they gave it to me.
He must be thinking modern radio is a complete mess. Yeah. It's just someone banging copper pipe together. Can't afford to have any songs, so I'm making my own music.
That's basically what it is.
So did you do it? Did he say you can have this, but you've got a plug plum bass?
I mean, he said, I didn't explain to him that it was a rock show.
Right.
He said, I'll give it to you as long as I can, as long as you play Kesha.
Really?
Yeah, he said, as long as you play Kesha Hideaway.
I mean, you said
he just loves that song.
That would have been ridiculous, but you did play some of Peter Andre.
I did. I mean,
Kesha would have been way more credible.
Party all night. What a tune.
Amy Fleming has tweeted in telling us that she wasn't in a rock band, but she was in a girl group. Right. I think that's funny. I love the idea of in a rock group like or a punk group, you think, well, that's what happens. Mates get together, yeah. They form them. That's how those groups start. Boy bands and girl bands are manufactured,
yeah.
They're thrown together, they're not often sort of started organically. But at school, Amy Fleming started a girl group called Emulsion.
I mean, that's great.
That's terrible. Yeah, that's, like the paint, she says.
It's great. What a great name for a band.
Emulsion is a... It's not, is it? I mean, you're an innately positive man, but Emulsion is a terrible name. Just calling a band Dulux or Matte Finish.
Everyone likes it.
Everyone likes
Everyone it. Has Emulsion, doesn't it? It's like, it's, you know, if you pick
You're
something
You're thinking
more,
of Emotion, Joel.
If you pick something more specific, you know, she could have picked something like, you know, oil paint.
Oil paint.
Or like even gloss, it's only on sideboards.
I think your brain, like Napalm Death tore that room apart in Birmingham, I think it was. Your brain has been a little bit shattered by listening to Napalm Death then Ken Mode.
I feel a bit shell-shocked right now.
Do you? Was that not heavy tracks back to back?
I'm also not comparing myself. Anyone who is actually shell-shocked, I don't want to compare listening to rock.
That's how
to
nice
your
a man
plight.
You are. Shell-shocked is an accepted use of terminology. It's an accepted phrase just for general shock. Yet you're saying, if you are actually shell-shocked, if you do have post-traumatic stress disorder, I'm not saying that it's because you've been listening to heavy music. I'm not diminishing your plight. I'm so sorry, my brain.
I just don't want anyone who's just come back from some sort of war,
yeah.
And to genuinely be shell shocked.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I'm doing a radio show, and I'm like, oh, I'm a bit shell shocked.
But people know shell shock. I don't even use shells.
I just
anymore.
Don't want someone to be sat there, you know, probably in a wheelchair if that's happened, you
right.
know,
right,
and just be like, oh, you don't know my plight.
And where are they from?
They're from Tennessee.
You don't know my plight.
You were there.
Joe Diamond being on the radio saying that he's shell shocked. He don't know what shell shock means. He just listened to Ken Michael Shock by Ken Mode, and I've been in a real war.
This man, he don't know shell shock until you sat there and seen a shell. I don't really know what shell shock is. What is that?
It's the final hour. We've gone
what
mad.
Is that?
We've clearly gone a little bit mad. Henry's texted in and has said,
"You don't know."
Yeah, he said, "You don't know." Henry's texted in. And said, I have long thought the name Pregnant Night would be a good name for a band.
Wow. KN or NI?
No, NI. I think KN would be better.
Yeah.
And that makes me think of sort of specially hewn armour that would need, like, maternity armour.
Yeah.
Another good name for a band.
You know the, like, the big sort of, like, round, the round heads helmets that
yeah,
they used
yeah,
to have.
Yeah.
Like, just a bigger version of that on your
on
belly.
On the stomach, yeah, for the baby.
For the bumps.
Pregnant Night. What do you think, Henry and Staines? I don't think Pregnant Night's a good name for... I don't know what it means, for a start.
Well, also, I like the fact that pregnant pause. It's one of my favourite little phrases. Oh, it was a very pregnant pause.
Yeah. I don't mean to offend anyone who
is
whose
pregnant.
Pause may be pregnant.
Yes. Yeah, I don't want anyone to sort of be pregnant and they're sort of, you know, they're lugging around this heaviness in their belly. And I'm saying that
they're
a pause
having to stop. They're
is
having to
similar
pause
to that.
Because they're so heavy with child.
I just don't want to offend anyone, guys.
That's the way Joel lives his life, trying not to offend anyone. And in doing so, offending everyone. So Pregnant Night was from Henry. Aaron has texted in as well, saying, hi, lads. What... What about the name Morbid Picnic?
I love that.
A juxtaposition, if I have ever heard one. Cheers, yeah. Aaron. Morbid Picnic I like, but I don't think you could ever have a Morbid Picnic. Because
yeah.
you'd never have a picnic at a sad occasion. You would think, Granny's died, let's go and have a picnic to celebrate, would you? Let's go and sprinkle her ashes while we're having an egg and cress
but
bap.
Essentially, the problem here is, you know, if you are having a funeral,
yeah.
what is there to stop someone having a picnic right next to you?
That's a good... But what weird family's having a picnic in a cemetery?
I mean, if that's the only bit of green bit around you. Do you know what I mean? If you live in the inner city and the only greenery that's around you is the graveyard next door,
what,
you're going to go to the graveyard.
What city only has a piece of grass in a graveyard?
Yeah.
And at what point would you go, well, that's what my Scotch egg is going to happen next to that stone?
Oh, well, also, I don't know about you, Ed, but I don't like picnics because I'm not very good at sitting on the floor. I'm not.
I was talking to someone about this the other day.
I'm not
terrible
very good
at sitting on my legs.
I
can't cross my legs either.
Oh my god, we have so much in common. We should totally date.
No, I can't do it. I can't sit on the floor. I've tried sitting on the floor with my legs outstretched.
Yes,
I can't do that either.
Yeah.
Honestly, my legs. I feel like Mr. Tumnus.
Basically, what happened when I was in primary? I remember it. Well, I remember
this,
in
this
primary
isn't
school.
Be like an abuse thing, is it? Your music teacher bent your legs back around your head.
And ever since, I just can't sit cross-legged. That's the only problem that's happened to me post that, really.
And I'll be honest, I'm fine with it. It's absolutely fine. It's, sexually, it was very, very gratifying. Except now my muscles don't work properly because Mr. Brownstone twisted my feet around the back of my head.
No emotional fallback from that. Absolutely fine. Just
I just can't go on picnic.
So basically, I remember sitting in, you know, you sit in like assemblies on the hard floor and you all sit there.
Mm.
I remember just one day sitting cross-legged and feeling like, oh, this isn't actually that comfy anymore.
No.
You know, because when you're a baby, you just sit however because you don't have any muscles. And then suddenly...
Hang on. Go back. When you're a baby, you sit comfortably because you don't have any muscles.
Yeah, that's because they can sit. However, they can do the splits.
Babies have got muscles, mate.
Yeah, but they're not
just
grown yet.
Pieces of jelly.
They're
not grown yet, but they do have muscles.
Yeah. But
what do you mean, yeah?
But like, you know, because babies can fall in any way and they're not like, oh, that's
please
I'm gonna
do
feel,
not
I'm
try that
tomorrow.
If you are pregnant, if you have a young child, please don't try making your babies fall everywhere in any which way.
Because you could put a baby's feet behind its head.
Right.
And it wouldn't have had to stretch to get into it.
Is this are we playing Lost Prophets next?
I interviewed the Lost Prophets.
Did you?
No, I didn't. So this is the weird thing, right? So I interviewed the Lost Prophets and...
I was supposed to be in their first video. Like official music video, not one of his, but...
Yeah.
I entered a competition to be in there in Shinobi versus Ninja Dragon.
Wow.
And I won, but I was at school.
Oh, I used to play that song so loud in the art block.
Did you?
Oh, great.
I had it in my head recently because of everything that was going on. I was reminded of the song.
Oh.
And then it wouldn't leave my head because it was so catchy.
It's just...
So you met...
I met him.
Yeah.
And I did... Right, so I loved The Lost Prophets when I was younger.
Yeah.
And... so I was so excited
and
to meet him.
The Lost Prophets loved you when you were younger.
Yes, they did. And I did a tweet before I interviewed him. I did a tweet.
Yeah.
Now, Ed, in hindsight, this is the best tweet I've ever done. I went just about to interview Ian Watkins from The Lost Prophets.
Yeah.
The 15-year-old me is jizzing right now.
Fucking amazing.
I predicted it, mate.
That is the first time a tweet's been read out in court. That's genuinely incredible, mate. You, Marion Croydon has emailed in saying, hi, boys.
Hi, boys.
Are you going to play any smoochy rock so I can have an afternoon rock kiss with my girlfriend?
Oh, well, you know what? I think the next track is a perfect smoochy rock.
Is this... Well, I take it it's one of yours, then.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, Mary, you will enjoy... I know what a song's... Mary, you're going to enjoy kissing your girlfriend with Bush.
FUBAR!
Well, that was Bush letting the cable sleep.
It's a little bit downbeat, Joel.
It's downbeat. It's
quite an upbeat show.
Exactly. I thought I'd, you know, put something in to contradict it.
But that was nice. That was from Mary and Croydon for doing a bit of afternoon kissing with their girlfriend.
With their girlfriend. Yeah. A bit of Bush.
Lovely Bush.
I really liked Bush when I was a kid.
I don't think I'd ever heard of them.
It's so hard to say that.
Isn't it? I mean, they must have known. When they were picking the name.
Yeah.
Surely they must have been like, it'd be funny this.
Everyone's would be well funny. Everyone would be like, we love Bush.
And we love Bush. Yeah, Bush is great. But unfortunately,
they're not
and no one likes them. Yeah. So, it's Gavin Rossdale, isn't it?
Yes.
He's the lead singer. He had that whole celebrity public persona thing as well. Because he went out. Is he still married to
Gwen Stefani. You know Daisy Lowe, who's a famous model? Yeah. She's the daughter of Gavin Rossdale, but only found out really recently.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's really weird.
And now they're all hanging out together and stuff, but they only until really recently did they find out.
That's a pretty cool dad to find out.
Imagine.
Yeah.
If you were just suddenly like, you were like 23 and you were like, I just probably should find out who my dad is. And you're like, oh, it's Danny Filth. Okay, cool. I just might ignore that.
Okay, he's been in that film. That film was terrible. I want more people tweeting in. I want more people texting in. I want more people emailing in, Joel. And I want more people calling in. We've only had one... Well, we've been doing the Scream For You FUBAR thing.
Yes.
Where people are calling in and they're screaming, right? We've had one, I mean, not a great scream from Gaz in Nottingham.
Yeah.
He stopped his car and basically sounded like he was squeezing a little brown egg out of his bum, right? And then we've had Cara phone in from Ireland.
Yep.
And she couldn't scream, but she could burp on demand.
Yeah, she could. I mean, you know, I mean, that's a talent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a talent necessarily I'd associate with being in a band.
No, it's not what we're after at all. So please call in. What's the number, please, Jules?
The number is 0330-223-0200. 0330-223-0200. We've got like 25 minutes left of the show. Plenty of time.
I want at least one more screamer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
one more screamer.
Yeah.
And then we'll stop and go home. It's home time, mate.
I've also got a little mini competition.
Yeah.
I've been through my iPod and I want... we've been through all the anal bands in the book.
Yes.
But what I want to know, if you can guess, Joe, and you can be involved in this, but I want people tweeting in at FUBAR Radio. I want you to tweet in how many bands beginning with the word black do I have on my iPod and name as many of them as possible.
Yeah.
There's some that are obvious. There's one that I mentioned earlier, which if you remember what happened earlier in the show, you should be able to remember that. But tweet in. Joel's going to have a little guess now. Just guess the number, Joel.
The number.
And then we'll have people tweeting in trying to...
I'm going to go with 6.
Incorrect. Right, okay.
Okay.
So start tweeting in at FUBAR Radio. Let me know how many bands beginning with black do I have on my iPod and try and name as many of them as... possible.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, once you listen to those bands, you can't go back to other ones.
So. You can. I do have a range. Give me another word, because we've had all the anal bands. I want another word like that, and we're going to find out how many metal bands there are that begin with that.
Okay. So what's another great... Brain.
Okay.
Brain. Starting with Brain.
Do you think there'll be a lot with Brain?
It's going to be like Brainstorm, I reckon there'll be one. Brain Triangle.
Brain Triangle?
Yeah. Brain. I'll tell you my Bush story. It's just funny forever.
Funny, yeah.
I went to a Bush concert at the Colson Hall in Bristol. I sprayed my hair red. You know, when my mum wouldn't let me dye my hair red.
Right.
And I wanted to do that. So there was this can that you could buy that you could spray
I remember
it red.
Them. I like party, like you could dye it for a party. On the front was on the, there was like a woman with like all different rainbow styles.
That's exactly it.
And it, when you the spray looked nothing like the woman, because she just was wearing a wig on the can, right? Or the, like a rainbow wig, and then you sprayed it in, it just looked like an absolute mess, like a blood fart.
It just doesn't. It does. I mean, you might as well just use paint.
Yeah.
Just spray paint.
Yeah.
It's and so I sprayed, and I've got dark brown hair, so it's quite. You have to spray a lot on.
Yeah, sure, can or two. Yeah.
So it's probably like indigo. You know, orange red.
Right.
And I used to spike my hair as well, like Rob Flynn from Machine Head, if you know that reference.
The Burning Red
The
era.
Burning Red era. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Now
not the actual proper.
He's gone back to the long hair.
He's also a little bit fat now.
Yeah, he is, but I think he holds it well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll play some Machine Head next week.
Oh, mate.
Something from The Blackening. If we need to fill time, we can have an 11-minute track from The Blackening.
I mean, of course, you would play it from The Blackening, but I actually quite liked The Burning Red. I thought it was quite a nice album.
Yeah, I mean,
from this day.
It was better than Supercharger, which was their
album. What was that? I'm crashing around you.
What a
terrible tune. and then from my perspective, that must be a really bad song
don't like it, yeah.
So we went to this, and I remember buying a dog chain that you put around a dog's neck.
Or not as priest.
In the spiky one.
You could tether a priest.
Yeah, or you could tether a priest with it. Yeah. Or anything else. Doesn't have to be priests. You can tether with them. And just the chain, and I tied it around my neck. So I had like a proper chain around my neck that was bought from a pet store, which I worked at.
But you still paid for it?
I still paid for it, yeah.
Discount?
Yeah. Used to work at this pet shop and she paid me £15 for working 7 hours.
Wow.
Used to ride my little bicycle to get there. Yeah. And then I'd buy Kerrang! At lunchtime and sit there and read it in the afternoon.
Oh, what a little danger.
So then we went to the gig. I remember, right, so I read in Metal Hammer.
Yeah.
They'd done a gig beforehand, and it had the set list written out.
This was the Bush.
Yeah.
The Bush set list.
And I remember saying to my friend Alex Gregory, who's also in psoriasis.
Yeah.
I still remember saying to him, I was like, I think they're probably going to play this, and this. Just lying to him that I knew what they were going to play.
Right.
Just because I wanted to sort of pretend that I knew, had knowledge.
And was it the exact set list that
and
they
And he
played?
Was like, I think they'll probably play this. And I was like, no, definitely going to play this. And then they did. And I was like, yeah, I thought that. I just lied. You know, when you're a kid, you just lie.
Yeah, like some sort of professor of Bush. So you want to, how many... it will always be good. Always be funny.
Right, Brain.
I'll tell you now. There's a shitload of Brain bands.
Oh.
And what did you think there might be a lot of? Brainstorms. I'll tell you now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There have been six
Brainstorms.
Brainstorms. But I'll run through how many Brain
PC.
Bands. Brain Dead. Brain Death. Brain Decay.
Yeah.
Brain Drill. Brain Forest Ritual. Brain Gauge, Brain Implosion, Brain in a Cage, Brain Melting, Brain Murder, Brain Police, Brain Sodomy, Brainstorming, Brain Surgeons, Brain Amputated, all one word, Brain Bleed, Brain Blood, Brain Casket, Brain Child, Brain Choke, Brain Damage, Brain Dance, Brain Dead, Brain Deads with a Z, Brain Death, Brain Fade, Brain Fever, Brain Aside, Brainless, Brain Oil, Brain Peaches, Brain Sane, Brain Shake, Brainiac, Six Brainstorms, Brainstormy, Brain Toy, Brain Trust, Brainwalk, Brainwash, Brainwash, Brainwashing, Brainwave, Bra-la-la, that's not the same. So
that is a lot of brain.
They are showing a lot of brain in that book.
That's a lot of brain.
I think some of those are awful names.
I mean, you know, Brain Oil, that's probably one of the worst.
Brain Shake. It's like a handshake, but more intimate.
Just a brain shake. I remember went to a Cold Chamber concert, in fact.
Now, this is interesting because I own two Cold Chamber albums.
Yes.
And I think at the time I knew they were bad. And they've just reformed.
Yeah.
To do a few gigs. Because Des Fafara is now in Devil Driver.
Yes.
Who are quite a good band.
Really?
They're credible and they've got some good tracks. They're sort of metalcore feel to them. They're quite good. Might play some next week. But Cold Chamber were ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
They were like the Addams Family. The Addams Family Light is how I describe
and
them.
And I remember having the Loco album. Was that an album? Or had Loco on it?
The album was just called, I think that was the self-titled.
Yes. And that had in the inner booklet, the guitarist had like long hair, but just on the front of his head.
I remember. Yeah.
Like the rest of his head was shaved, but just the tiny front bit, he had long hair. I remember looking at that and thinking, that's the haircut I want.
That's really, you wanted that?
I wanted that haircut bad.
Because they had the most amazing new metal look, which no one else really bettered at the time. Because then Slipknot came out and they obviously had a very iconic look as well. But then later on, they had Mudvayne.
I loved Mudvayne.
See, again, that was a little bit past my time with New metal. Mudvayne, Mushroom Head.
They were the worst band of all time.
They're
ever.
Still going.
Are they really?
They are. Mushroom Head is still going.
And they're all like, oh, we're not copying Slipknot, but I mean, I'm aware that we all wear masks.
That argument, they had that argument again recently.
Really?
About how they weren't copying Slipknot.
Unbelievable.
Mushroom Head.
Unbelievable.
We won't be playing any Mushroom Head today or any week, unfortunately, but we've got another track coming up now. What we got, Joel?
We have got The Joker and the Thief by Wolfmother.
Oh, this is one of yours, is
this
it?
This is one of mine. I mean, I know it's not particularly metal-y.
No, it's a rock show as well, man.
But you know what? It's a great song. I'm just going to play it because it's got a great intro. I mean, actually, you know what?
Are you going to try and talk over the intro until it
gets
in?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to play it because it's got a 56-second... Right. I'll turn it down a tiny tad.
Right. See if you can talk right. See how slick this can be.
Because basically, this was the intro to my last show.
Right.
My last comedy show. And so whenever I listen to it now, I find it quite hard to sort of sit down and not walk.
Okay.
When it cuts
Does
in.
Does your adrenaline start kicking in a little bit?
Just because I associate it with moving.
In Edinburgh? This is a huge track to walk onto.
Oh, mate, imagine me in a room, 50 seats.
I'm imagining it.
50 seats.
Sold out?
Rarely. And I'll go, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for an hour of comedy? And they'd be like, okay, please welcome to the stage, Joel Dommett.
FUBAR.
That was The Joker and the Thief by Wolfmother. With a
All right, I'll give you that.
Done intro.
It was great. I'll give you that. That was a good song. That was upbeat. It was rock. This is called The Rock Show. We need rock and we need metal.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's been guessing how many bands... I was about to say no one's been guessing how many black bands are on my iPod. But if you hadn't tuned in before and you didn't know that what we were setting up was that how many bands beginning with the word black do I have on my iPod? And it was like, people are asking me what music of colour I have on my iTunes.
If it ever happens that you feel like you're slightly racist, you go, oh, I'm not racist actually. I've got 15 black metal bands on my
I've got a lot of black music on my MP3 player. No one's guessing. Joel, you guessed at 6. I'm going to tell you now because this is pretty much our final link. I have got 7.
So I mean, I was close.
You were close. Can you try and guess any of the names of those bands?
Black Sabbath.
Correct. 1 tick.
Black.
No. I'm just going to check the book. I don't think there is a band called Black Black.
You know what? I reckon there might be.
No, mate.
No? Damn it. That's a great name for a band.
It is a great name for a band.
What's blacker than black? Black Black.
Black Black. There is a band called Black Market Fetus. So,
well,
I've got Black Breath, Black Cobra, Black Crown Initiate, Black Dahlia Murder, Black Moth, Black Sabbath, and Black Tusk.
So, Black Tusk.
Black Tusk are an awesome band. Someone sent us a scream.
This is very exciting.
Obviously, they are not. They're not brave enough to phone in and do a scream live. But they've sent one in, and they've not told us who it is. Maybe we're supposed to work out who it is from...
This is great.
By the way, thanks. PDT did try and guess at one of the bands beginning with black, but his guess was the Black and White Minstrels, and I did not have any of that on my iPod. Thank you. Have we got the studio? Yeah. We can play this scream out.
Pop it on.
Is it nice and loud?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, here we go. Oh.
Did it work?
Obviously not.
Oh.
Oh, this is an absolute... This is a... Full disaster.
Oh, no.
Unless it was just a silent scream.
Imagine if it was just a burp. That would be the best thing of all time.
Let's send the producer trying to work out how to do that. We've had lots of texts with band names, things like that. I think I've crashed the computer with the non-scream.
Oh,
no.
God.
Denny has texted in saying, I'd like to be in a rock covers band. I'd call them Hell for Leather. We would obviously cover The Power of Love.
Of course.
Hell for Leather's quite a good name for a band.
I really like proper old school, like The Power of Love. Like, that is great music.
Is it that Power of Love they're talking about?
I don't know. Is that the Power of Love? I don't know.
All right, okay.
Probably not.
Best band name has to be... I've not heard of this band. This is from Mako in Eastbourne. Has said, best band name has to be Buster Hyman and the Penetrators. Now, I... I've not heard of that band. If you could let us know more, Mako and Eastbourne.
That is a great name.
Buster Hyman and the Penetrators, probably a punk band in the vein of Buster Blood Vessel.
Buster Hyman and the Penetrators.
They were in a band called Mother's Pride.
Mother's Pride is great.
Named after the famous Scottish loaf of bread, apparently. That's from Mako and Eastbourne. Thank you very much.
Mother's Pride. I mean, I wonder if the mother was proud.
I'm sure they were if they were in a band.
You know.
Is your mother proud of you, Joel?
I think she was. I remember her being at the back of the gig at Thornbury Cricket Pavilion.
There were 14 people there. Everyone was at the back of the gig.
Yeah. People started moshing, Ed.
How do you mosh with 14 people?
Mate, how do you not?
Well, I'll be honest. I was. doesn't make sense.
Was that an argument?
I went to see Gua at the 9:30 Club in Washington D.C. recently, and it sounds like I'm showing off. Been away, and there weren't many people there for the support band. The support band was Iron Reagan, who were great. They were a thrash sort of 80s style crossover band. Weren't many people there, so we were moshing with about 10 people. We were going absolutely insane, mate. So
I mean, I'm not good at moshing. That's my problem because I'm not really angry enough. So no. It's like, you know, people are like, I grew up on a council estate. And I'm just like, you know, my mum's lasagna's pretty good.
This is taking me back to Thornbury Cricket Club. Jade has texted in. Now, earlier on, we were discussing Morbid Picnic as the name for a band. And saying you couldn't really have a Morbid Picnic because what would you do? Have a picnic during a funeral?
Yeah.
Jade's texted in. I'm not sure she's quite got the tone of the show. She said, Morbid Picnic describes every funeral after party. Sandwiches and memories. Thanks, Jade.
I mean, it's true. It is true.
Sandwiches and memories.
Sandwiches and memories. Again, great name for a band.
So it's really not a good name for a band, is it, mate?
Sandwiches and memories.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Sandwiches and memories.
I think that's a good name for maybe their first album, Morbid Picnic. We're Morbid Picnic. This is our first song. Sandwiches and Memories.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, Morbid Picnic, Sandwiches and Memories. What would the Morbid Picnic albums be called? This is what we should have done.
Yes.
Sandwiches and Memories, obviously.
Great one.
Sad Flavoured Crisps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sadwiches.
Sadwiches. Sad finger food.
Sad finger food. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for the addition there.
That's all I've got.
Andrea has emailed into the studio. This is, Andrea, she said umlaut or axiom as suggestions for band names.
Great.
Umlaut I like a lot. That's
umlaut,
probably going to be kraut, sort of kraut rock.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Maybe a sort of thrash, an old school thrash band like Creator or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, or umlaut. Like, sounds like a sort of a Viking slash metal, like, yeah. We are umlaut! Well,
yeah, that would be great.
And then they just command a country.
I think umlaut will be one of my favourite titles we've had so far today, along with Morbid Picnic.
I think I'm going to call my baby umlaut.
You're going to call your baby umlaut?
If I was... I mean, I'm not having one, I don't think, fingers crossed. But they... obviously, if I am having one, if my girlfriend is listening, then, you know, that's also great news.
Yeah.
Don't want her to, you know, be offended if she is pregnant. That's great news, but I don't think she is.
No.
Hopefully. So the...
Hopefully. You just added hopefully on the end and spoiled that whole thing.
Damn
there,
it.
Mate.
Umlaut. Great name. Great name.
I'm happy with umlaut. I think we can officially call umlaut the band name of the show, although...
We've had some great ones. We've had some really great ones. I think that's what we'll do.
Apex Predator, umlaut.
We're coming up to the end of the show now. And we also need to sort of next week. We'll be back next week.
We're
next
in next
Tuesday,
week, one Tuesday till 1 till 4, straight
so
after Mark Dolan.
Keep tweeting in all your stuff, and we'll favourite it, and then we'll mention it next week's show.
I know we're going to try and play some Gore Goat next week because someone suggested that. We'll also try and play some Hang the Bastard.
Yeah.
Do get in contact with us. If you tweet us at Fubar Radio, you can tweet the radio station, or tweet us on at Ed Gamble Comedy, or what's your Twitter?
Just at Joel Dommett.
At Joel Dommett.
There's no other ones.
Getting
there is another Joel Dommett. Did I tell you I went to meet Joel Dommett?
Did you?
Mate, this is great. So I went to, there's only one other Joel Dommett, and they live in Milton Keynes. I was doing a gig in Milton Keynes. We'd added each other on Facebook because the only other Joel Dommett, you
got to
do.
Sure, you got to, yeah.
And so I went to Milton Keynes to meet him, and he just really wasn't into it. He really wasn't
into it. What a great
it.
Story to end the inaugural FUBAR Rock Show. Joel Dommett met his namesake, and his namesake didn't really get into the notion of it.
He really wasn't into it. I was like, this is amazing, right? And he was just like, and this is the funny thing that he said. I went, this is so great, right? Like, it's so mad that we've got the same name. And he went, well, it would kind of only really be interesting if we had the same face.
Right. I don't like the sound of him, mate.
He was a proper... I mean, I felt like he was scared that I was going to kill him because I wanted to be the only Joel Dommett. I felt like he was slightly sort of in fear of me.
Nikita Sanger's tweeted in, just nipped in at the end there, just got in at the end and said, I don't think that Viking is a genre of music, Joel. Oh. So you've been slammed. And Nikita, well, I do apologise that Viking metal is actually a genre of metal. Go and download yourself an Amon Amarth album. So we'll be back next week. Get in contact with any requests. This track to play us out is, interestingly, about band names. This is Wild Throne with The Wrecking Ball Unchained. They've only released one EP as Wild Throne, so you're getting in there early. This is brand new, fresh music. Wild Throne have previously released two EPs under a different band name. They had to change it because the band name was so terrible. The previous band name was Dog Shredder. So let's hear Wild Throne, Wrecking Ball Unchained from The Rock Show. We'll see you again next week, 1 till 4 on a Tuesday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.